See, now I wonder, I was like, do I got to do more homework on Lincoln? I don't feel no kindred spirit with him. I wasn't him in a past light. I might have been JFK.
It's true. It's
Just saying. Every once in a while, my head itch, man, and I be thinking.
is that where it went in or where it came out?
Yes.
Let me find these advertisements.
It was like, yeah, let's hop on and do these ads real quick. Minute 28. Okay, let's open the ads.
Has it been 28 minutes?
Yes.
Well, I also didn't want to just come in here and just be like, well, here are the ads in shitty quality. Oh yeah, the rest of the show is going to sound perfect because we were in studio for the rest of the show. So it's only these first.
Well, I don't. Perfect, for our studio is a little, I don't want you to set the bar a little high.
Compared to what it sounds like right now, I'm going to go with perfect.
Man, we've did whole interviews in that studio where one person could not be heard. I'm just saying, perfect is,
Yeah.
I hope you guys can get the gist of what we're discussing.
That's because Spence wouldn't close his airplane windows.
Bam.
Let's see. Every time I go to look up Stephen Che's email address, this one person I emailed one time comes up first, and it's like, why do you think that's who I'm searching for?
My you emailed Michael Shea like 3 years ago.
I don't appreciate your Boston jokes, friend.
Please reply.
And let me tell you why.
Kind, I'll tell you more if you reply. Kindest regards, Coley Mick.
It's like Coley and Mick, and I'm staying far away from that. For some reason, every ad we get is formatted the exact same way. And then SeatGeek comes in and it's basically in fucking Wingdings font. I don't know what happens with their formatting system, but it is a while. I might just post the ad so people know what we're talking about.
It's like it's branded, like in case we didn't know which SeatGeek it was. There are boxes, there are different size font, there are different colored fonts. There's a lot going on.
Well, I want to make sure it looks like this for you too, because it is obscene what
Wait,
happens
I
on
think
my
I've actually
phone.
got I got the wrong copy. This ain't even our promo code, man. What is Stephen
Oh,
Chase?
wow.
What is Stephen Chase send me? Did you get the same one?
Yeah, I'm saying it says promo code Pat.
Yeah, gay pad is hacked us. Oh boy, no, mine doesn't look. Yeah, is like I don't know if anybody knows what a word processor is, but
Yeah, this is a wild scene.
yeah, it's not great.
Buying tickets can be complicated and confusing, but here is a simpler way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to every type of live event, whether you're catching your favorite musician on tour, shopping for the perfect gift, or searching for a last-minute deal to see your favorite team. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. Also, if you haven't heard of SeatGeek by now and you consume any sort of like audio content, not even through our company, just anywhere in the world, if you're
Even
consuming any
visual,
type of
man.
audio.
They sponsored the draft thing. They're in visual content as well.
Yeah, they're everywhere. So if you don't know what SeatGeek is by now, this it's a you problem. It's definitely not a SeatGeek problem. It's definitely not an us problem.
Correct.
If you don't know what it is, I should like they should just their ad should just be like SeatGeek. You already know what the fuck it is. Here's the promo
Right, and
code.
if you don't, you deserve bad seats.
Best of all, Pat's listeners get $10 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app, enter promo code TAPE. I assume TAPE would be ours, TAPE.
I
If
don't
for
know,
some reason
man.
that doesn't if for some reason that doesn't work, try Pat, PAT.
It's taped backwards, but without the E.
Ooh. That's promo code Pat, PAT. Or tape, TAPE. Try them both. You and your pal. You
Just
guys both.
Scrabble. You just enter
Yeah.
different letters to see what the promo code. Tap, tape, ape, apt. You just see which promo code works like Scrabble.
For $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Again, SeatGeek. Smash that download button on the app. And Yeah, get you some seats.
Heck yeah.
We're also sponsored by Oddshark.com.
Oh.
Feel free to put a personal spin on it. We just did, friend.
So I was fucking my wife in the ass the other night. No. Oddshark sends back. Next time, I'd be like, no personal anecdotes.
Who's this? Fuck. There was a comedian. Oh, I think it was Chappelle.
Yeah.
He was like, white guys with talking politics. You're like, but please, David.
Yeah. I don't discuss that stuff in the workplace. Anyways, I'm really in there. I'm getting there good.
And it appears she didn't wipe that well, but I turn a blind eye. Dave Chappelle's white guy voice is so good. I thought that was like fucking Richard Lewis or something.
You know, like his white guy voice is so good, white people do it. That's how good his white guy voice is.
Right. Yeah. No, it's perfect.
You know what else is perfect?
Oddshark.com.
Heck yeah.
Is your source for the latest odds for every sport, data-driven editorial content, and free matchup picks straight from their supercomputer. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that could mean, but I'm already all in on a supercomputer.
I'm listening.
And expert writing staff.
They're really throwing the bucks around. I feel like if I got a supercomputer, I think I'd skimp on the writing staff, you know?
Well, the computer just, like, spits it out, like, the raw data, and then the expert writing staff, they're the ones who know how to take that data and really make it sing for the average schmuck who can only read but doesn't know what numbers mean.
Me. Got you.
Looking for betting trends for an upcoming game or want to compare odds and spreads from multiple sportsbooks all in one place? Oddshark has that too, and it's all free.
Oh, boy.
I think I saw the Cavs were plus 650 to win the finals, which feels a little too generous.
I'm almost talking myself into it. I go through this every year.
I don't know why.
I don't know either.
But LeBron's like a plus 700 to win MVP. So it would assume, or it would appear, just betting on LeBron to win MVP is a much better bet than betting on, like, the Cavs. Because if the Cavs win, there's, like, the Cavs might lose and he could still win MVP. That, you can't rule that out.
It's a better choice of that, but for the most part, yeah, if you're betting he wins MVP, then, yeah, you think he wins the finals too, so you might as well throw a little something on that as well. I'm sure Oddshark has something about that. I can't... Man, when NBA jumps into gambling, Oddshark's about to take off. I'm glad we got in ground floor in this partnership.
Oh, yeah. But the best part of Oddshark too, it's everything they have. All their services are just free. Like, there's no promo code here. We're just letting you know. Like, if you want the skinny on what you should be betting rather than just going with your gut like a buffoon, just go to Oddshark.com. Like, that's just where you go.
And I'm saying, like, get in good before, you know, somebody from Vegas has to pay a little visit to Oddshark. Like, you're giving out this information for free, and we don't like that.
Before the next game, head over to Oddshark. I want to make sure I pronounce that correctly. That's Oddshark, double S. So Oddshark.com. The pound for pound king of sports betting news.
Heck yeah.
And after you go to Oddshark.com and you have all this wealth of information, but you need to go place the bet. Like, you can't but place
where?
The bet at Oddshark.
Where do I place the bet, man?
I'm thrilled you asked, Tyler. You go over to BetDSI.com.
Oh.
Because they've been in business for over 20 years paying winners. These guys hate Oddshark. They're like, why do people keep going to that? They're putting us in the poorhouse.
Yeah, no, they band together with all the losers from Oddshark, the people that read it and still fucked it up.
They're A-plus rated on sportsbook review sites. Use your sports knowledge to make some extra cash. Easy-to-use mobile playing interface. Play, win, get paid. BetDSI offers odds on everything football, because that's in season, including live betting and props as games are in action.
I'm looking right now at some props bet. There are some interesting ones. I might have to
For NFL?
No, NBA Finals.
No, we're talking football here, Withers.
You're right. I'm in the NFL Finals.
Let's hear some of these.
Let's see. Will LeBron... No. Add. Will LeBron James record a triple-double in the series? Yes, minus 285. No, plus 195.
That's preposterous that no is such a heavy, like...
This feels like a lock.
Or yes is the favorite, rather. Yeah, that's... He's probably going to average a triple-double.
He's going to have to, right? Like, I feel like he's done it, like, the last two finals, and he's 1-1, so he's probably just going to do it regardless. Let's see. How many points will Klay Thompson average for this series? Over 19.5, minus 120, under 19.5, minus 110.
He averaged 19.9 in the regular season. I could absolutely see him putting up a sixth spot in one of these games and just taking another picture where he's smiling on the bench, not giving a fuck.
True.
And since it's only going to be like five games, that six is going to kill him. I might take the under there.
Yeah, I know this next one, I would definitely take the under. What will Kevin Durant's three-point field goal percentage be for the series? And the line over-under is 38.5. I would take the under.
Just because it's not that large of a sample size?
It's just, like, I think for the postseason, that's one of the things he doesn't do as well as he normally does. I think he's like an average three-point shooter instead of above average. And, yeah, like 39 is really good. So I'm betting I would take the under on that.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I don't hate that. Although
he'll probably take 8 a game and hit 37% of them, but that ain't for this bet.
Right. Yeah, because if he goes 3 for 8 every game, that's like good.
Yeah, that's perfect for you.
Any other ones stand out?
Let's see. The highest margin of victory in the series, over under 22.5 points.
Woo!
That's a good one. I like that one a lot.
You know what? Let me pull up last year's finals. Were there any like 30-point maulings?
I feel like garbage time. People come back too easily. Like the final score, they were within 17, but going into the third quarter, they were down 31. But
or going all right, to the so game quarter. Game one last year was 113-91. That's exactly 22.
Wow!
Right? No.
That's 21.
Yes, it's 22.
You said one. What was the score?
113-91.
91. Yeah. Exactly 20. So yeah, the under.
Game two is 132-113. Jesus Christ.
The under? Holy smokes. But under.
That's under. 118-113.
Okay, under. Okay, here's the thing. Do you see this year's Warriors team scoring that many points? This year's Warriors team is not scoring 132 points.
No, but are the Cavs going to score 113?
No, but I don't think they, like, trying to outshoot the Warriors, like, that's never, I think that's why the Rockets lost, that and Chris Paul's leg falling off. They just have to do something completely different.
Fisticuffs?
It's worth a shot. There's a prop bet on that, too.
48 minutes of Kendrick Perkins.
Hammering the over. What was the game? What were the rest of the line? Or I guess it was just game 4 and 5.
Yeah, it was 137-116 in game 4. And that was the Cavs winning. Which they must have shot 200% that game.
Yeah, that was the one where I think they legit were shooting like 70% at halftime.
Yeah, no, that sounds familiar now that we're talking about it. Like, they were like, no, we're not going to miss tonight. And Golden State was like, all right, sure, dude. Yeah, like, relax.
It. Yeah.
We'd rather win at home anyway.
Yeah, we're fine with this.
And then 129-120, which is, yeah, I guess that was close because Durant hit that three that kind of ended it. So that game was pretty competitive.
Yeah, so again, like, and that was a gentleman's sweep, a solid drubbing, and not a single one of those games was 22.5. And I don't think.
No.
I can't see it happening this year.
It almost looks like they went back to game to this series and was like, all right, what was the most that they won by? Let's put a half point on top.
Yeah, I had to. Let's see if some idiot will take the bait.
Oh, you know people are going to take the over for sure.
Oh yeah, there is a will LeBron average a triple double for the entire series? Yes, plus 325. No, minus 550. The rest are not really that interesting.
Will Zaza Pachulia play? Like, I don't really care.
Yeah, over under on Dick Young's minutes. Mm. But I don't, yeah, the highest margin of victory and KD's 3-point percentage. I like those.
Is there one for, like, how many games will it take?
Yes. Okay, how many games will be played? 4 plus 225, 5 is plus 160, 6 is plus 375, 7 is plus 400. So you didn't have to pick the right team. You just got to pick the games.
Yeah, that's wild. I'm sure there's another one somewhere where it's, like, adjusted for,
yeah,
like, teams and amount of games and stuff. But, yeah, they seem to think, based on those numbers, what did they have for 3? Is 3 an option? Like, the Cavs are just like, we don't even care, dude. Like, let's just go.
Even odds.
So, yeah, Vegas or BetDSI appears to think it's 5.
Yeah, for betting purposes, I go with 6, though. I like those odds. Like, it's not going 7. And for 6, those are plus 160 versus plus 375. I don't know. I might hope on a Steph slips on a spot or Draymond goes 1 for 18 or something. We get one more game for those odds.
Think of how nuts you'd be going game 5, though, if it's close down the stretch.
Oh, my God. That's why I don't bet. I'm like, get thrown out, Draymond. Well, kick him in the dick.
That's why you don't bet without BetDSI.
Correct. And without Odd Sharks. After I read up, it's not betting. It's taking money.
Correct. Use promo code TAPE25 and get a $25 free wager just for registering. If you decide to deposit on top of that, you will get 200% bonus match on your money. Wow. I play there myself and recommend BetDSI if you want to add a little excitement to the games you're watching. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code TAPE25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and $200 extra bonus when you deposit. That's TAPE25 to get your free
bonus.
What did I say?
Dollars.
Yeah, definitely don't want to lie about that.
Yeah, don't. It could be $200 if you play your percentages right. But...
yeah, if you put in, what's that, $100?
I'm no math major, man.
That's TAPE25 to get your free wager and start winning today. So, yeah, we got Chris Middleton here. He's a swell guy. We talked to him.
I enjoyed this one.
Yeah, we talked a little serious stuff at the top because this was, I believe, the day after the tape of Sterling Brown getting tased by the police was released. So we talked, which is his teammate. So we talked to him about that. It was also the day after the NFL's anthem kneeling rules came out. So those two kind of coincided into the same question. And I didn't make it about the Celtics, I promise you. It almost turned into that.
You tried.
And, yeah, Chris Middleton was great. So enjoy that. And then we have YP and Trent coming after that. Trent said he just wanted to listen. Trent's a lying piece of shit. He talked a little bit. But yeah, we dive deep into the Drake and Pusha T feud, and we will be back tomorrow for a full Brian Colangelo breakdown with hopefully Roan will join. Ooh. Because he's a Sixers fan.
Is he?
And some days. Hmm. But yeah, so enjoy.
See you. After the Chris Middleton interview.
And during that.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jules ain't slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
All right, mixtape. We're here with Milwaukee Bucks. I don't know how positions work anymore. Shooting guard, small forward?
You can say wing.
Wing?
Yeah, wing.
That works, I guess. My mic just uncut? No? All right, just sounds like way less. Chris Middleton, in the building. Thanks for coming by, pal.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Off the top, I want to give you the opportunity to apologize to the city of Boston for just terrorizing us for 7 games straight. It was pretty rude, you have to admit.
It was rude, but I mean, I won't apologize for something I'm not sorry for, so. You
all right. That. Maybe we'll revisit it at the end of the episode. I don't know.
Did you go to like an open gym after that series to like just get the rest out? Like you don't just go home cold.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully I could just save them for next season, so I'll come out firing.
It was infuriating to watch. There was nothing that could be done. Guys were in your shirt. Guys were giving you distance. It didn't matter. It was just bottom of the net. What did you shoot? I think you shot 60% from three.
I think it was somewhere serious? Around there, yeah.
That's preposterous.
Yeah, you don't normally see guys shoot that high for field goal percentage, especially the way I shoot. I mean, I'm not a guy that shoots a lot of layups and dunking a lot. It's a lot of mid-range and three-pointers. So I had a great thing going at the time. I was in just a zone where I felt like I just couldn't miss.
Jalen got a lot of flack for not fouling you at the end of – that was game one you hit that?
Yeah.
I don't think there was enough time on the clock to actually – like you were shooting the second the ball wasn't even in your hand yet. You were already – like you were going to get three free throws then.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, fouling with that much time left, I would say fouling with under two seconds left is too many – it's too much, right. Too much time. Only thing that's going to happen – it's too less of a time.
Yeah.
Only thing that's going to happen is the guy's going to catch and shoot. So as soon as he catches it and you foul him, he's shooting that ball. So
right.
He's going to be shooting free throws, and you just got to hope he doesn't make that shot also.
And when you hear you shot 60% for that series, are you thinking, like, I missed 40%? Yeah, I feel like I was in the 80s.
Nah, I mean, mostly when you're shooting 40% from three, that's sky high for a lot of guys. So you're extremely happy about that. When you're up to 50 and above, it's just, hey, I'm riding a wave. Let's keep it going.
We're big Thon guys. We're very high on him. It seemed like Prunty kind of stumbled into playing him after Henson went down with an injury. What do you think his ceiling could be? Because he, if he puts it all together, is going to be a horrifying talent in the league.
Yeah, he's a very, very talented guy. He just haven't had a chance to really figure it all out, I think. Yeah. You see him in practice working on his game. He has a little bit of guard in him. He has a little bit of big in him. He's working with KG. Many times a month or during throughout the year, but I think he could be a great player for us, hopefully, and have a long, great career.
What is it with KG and the Bucks? Because I say he was there with Giannis and him last year. Does he work with you too? Is he just part of the Bucks now?
The relationship with J.K., him and J.K. had a great relationship, and they talked about, you know, coming back and teaching some, and KG coming back and, you know, working with me, Giannis, Thon, some of the bigs there, some other guards, and Jabari. And it was just pretty much open court. And if KG was on the court, anybody can go up to him, ask him a question, try to learn something new. He was down for it. That's kind of that whole thing came about.
That's crazy. Tyler thinks KG is a little too at 100 at all times. He thinks he'd be the worst coworker of all time.
Nah, you would love to have somebody like that. I mean, you come into the office for a bad day. You don't feel like being there. He's going to make you want to do your job to your best abilities. He's going to make you be thankful for it. He's going to ask you, what do you want to do that's better than what we're doing right now? I mean, that's his main thing. It's just don't take any of this for granted.
Okay.
What if you just give him, like, an honest answer? You'd be like, I'd rather be at home. Like, I'd rather watch some TV. I'd like a bowl of cereal. Yeah, I'd like to take a nap. A lot of things I'd rather be doing.
That, and then KG will probably say, you know, drop a couple F-bombs with some spit coming out of his mouth and tell you to go ahead and go home.
All right. Yeah, I could get down with that. We do want to have some fun and joke around, but sadly the world doesn't always allow that. Yesterday, coinciding with the NFL coming out and making their new rules on taking kneels during the anthem, your rookie, Sterling Brown, I got his name right?
No, yeah,
I'll fuck that
Brown.
Part up.
Yeah.
Sterling Brown was tased by the cops for a simple parking violation.
Yeah.
So as the Bucks, they put out a strong statement being on the side of the player, which they should. But as a teammate and just as a black, not even just professional athlete, but as just a black man in America, what did those two things happening at the same time, like what happened in your head when that was all going down?
Just that video was disturbing to watch. I mean, I sat there and watched the full 30 minutes of it, and just to see how all that for him parking his car illegally, it was uncalled for. It just wasn't right. I mean, all he had to do was just, okay,
yeah,
you were wrong. here goes your ticket now. Just go ahead. For him to be handcuffed and then tased while he's handcuffed on the ground, defenseless. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. It still doesn't. Of why they thought that was right to do that at that time, and why did that situation escalate when he was just being calm the whole time.
What's really sad is, like, with all that's been going on, it's like that situation still could have been a whole lot worse. We've seen it so many times. So it's like thankful that he's, you know, alive to tell this story.
For sure. I mean, you hear guys, black kids or teenagers being shot in those situations. Like you said, thankfully he wasn't. I mean, and now we are able to hear his story because of he's a basketball player. He's an NBA player. If he was just, you know, an average Joe just going to Walgreens at that time at night, we may not have ever heard what right. happened to him right. or the mm-hmm. true story, which is crazy. So I'm glad Sterling, you know, he's speaking about this. He's going to make it a known topic, and I think he's going to do a great job with it.
Have you been able to talk to him personally since? Is he doing okay?
A little bit. I mean, when it first happened, he asked for his privacy about the situation, so we all want to respect that. I talked to him a little bit before I left Milwaukee. You know, he was in a greater, better place. And he's just trying to figure out what he wants to exactly do, what he wants to exactly say, how he wants to approach the situation. But I know he's going to go full force with it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Now, the NFL obviously does not want their players talking about anything going on in society. The NBA allows their players to be more vocal, but even still before the season, Adam Silver said, "We won't have that problem during the anthem." Is that a thing that the players were kind of upset about? Obviously, you can only speak for yourself, but I don't know if you heard anything in locker rooms. Was that a thing you guys were upset about, or did you know because you still had a platform where you were able to speak outside of the game, it was okay with you guys?
Yeah, it was. We all had a dialogue as a team, what we wanted to do. This year, we chose not to do anything. But Alan Silver in the league, they allow us to do many things. They tell us to speak out on these things, say what we feel, what we believe. And it's that's how it's supposed to be. I mean, with the NFL is dealing with their players just wrong, telling them how they have to live their lives and how they can't really speak on what they believe and what they feel, which is wrong.
Also seems like with the statement the Bucks put out, like they support that as well. Like it's nice to hear it from the top Adam Silver, but also nice to hopefully see it and hear it every day in and around the organization.
For sure. To see our organization, you know, the GM, our owners have our back, have Sterling's back with a situation like that, and let everybody know that we're all behind him, that he has nothing to worry about, that if he needs anybody, he could use anybody within the organization, strong.
It's big, especially the NBA. It's a rookie. In the NFL, it's a guy who probably just gets cut. You never hear from him again.
Exactly.
Man. Pivoting back to just basketball, but hopefully that shit gets figured out real quick. Pivoting back to basketball, though, you and Giannis, a lot of NBA duos these days get talked about as the best duos. It was LeBron and Kyrie people threw out before Kyrie was like, "I don't want to be here anymore." But like Steph and Klay seem to be up there. Steph and Durant, really any two Warriors. Where would you put you and Giannis in the pantheon of duos in the league right now?
I think we're up there. I think the only thing missing right now for us is that we haven't won. We haven't advanced in the playoffs. And once we do that, I think we'll be in a conversation and be in the top tier of those duos that you talked about.
You keep shooting 60% from three. I think it's going to be hard to keep you out
maybe,
of that.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe I got to start shooting a lot more and never missing again.
Trade Giannis for some help. Get you some rebounds. I see the vision.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to talk or meet up with Coach Bud yet?
Yeah, I was able to have a breakfast with him, Giannis and I, and we just discussed, you know, what he thought, what we needed to work on or how he can make us better, what attracted him to come to Milwaukee, things like that. Just trying to get to know each other, talk basketball strategies, and just try to get on the same page. We know this year is a big year for us. He wants to help us get to that next level, so we believe that he could take us there.
Was that like a front office thing or a Coach Bud thing or you and Giannis reached out?
It was more of a front office thing. We were both in town at the time working out while they were going through the interview process, and they asked us if we wanted a chance to talk to Bud for a little bit, pick his mind, see what we thought about him, and it all worked out.
Is Giannis as nice as he comes off?
Nah, he is. He's a good guy, yeah. Yeah.
During the game, he doesn't seem as nice. He's got one of the best stank faces in the league.
He does. He's worked on it, I mean, but...
Is that KG?
Yeah.
That's KG.
Yeah, that's KG.
That's called KG does win for 30 minutes.
But, I mean, he's a tense. Everybody on this team is a tense. I mean, we're not out there, you know, to joke around. We want to have fun, but we want to compete and we want to win. So, I mean, everybody is no friends out there.
Yeah, I mean, it was a chippy first round series.
Yeah.
It appears every series the Celtics play in just continues to be chippy, but that set it off for the whole playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't want to make this about the Celtics, but I do want to ask, since they've stunk so horribly
road. Sure you don't.
Yeah, I do, but not with a buck here. But why do they stink on the road, essentially, is what I'm asking. Is it just because they're young, or is there something that happens?
It's a combination. I mean, the whole playoffs this year, I mean, not many teams have went on the road.
Right.
Historically, in the past, I don't think many teams have run on the road unless it's one of those great teams. But in the playoffs, it's hard to win on the road and at home at times. I mean, to have that crowd behind you, the way those Boston fans get sometimes, I mean, they're rowdy. And those young players that feed off that. With role players and young players on the road, it's a different life for them. They're not used to being the victims, I should say, of getting attacked and having that pressure on them, or, you know, having that crowd and they miss a shot or air ball, whatever, just getting on their nerves however they can. So it's tough, though. The Boston, they're doing a great job. Luckily, they got home court advantage, so they don't have to worry about the home court.
For this round.
Being on the road, yeah. Being on the road too much and worrying about that. They've been doing a great job at home.
I've, like J.J. Redick just said it. Someone else was saying it, too, that this Boston crowd seems like the loudest they've ever heard. And, like, I lived there my whole life until I moved here. I don't know why they're louder now. That, like, did it seem louder than most crowds when you were there in the first round?
I don't think they're louder now. Milwaukee crowd, but
it's a good answer.
Damn, no, good answer.
Our crowd is great, man. It's hard to play there also, but Boston, you know, that crowd is, you know, like you said, you don't realize it, but you should go to a couple other NBA games, playoff games.
If you want to leave me some tickets, I'll begrudgingly come to a game. Okay. In Milwaukee.
I'd hate to put my feet courtside, Chris. I'd hate to do it.
But no, I mean, the playoff intensity it's like no other when you're on the road.
Yeah. Yeah, we're a big time cereal podcast. Okay. Other than basketball, it's our other true love.
Yeah,
and Devlin over there told me you're a big Lucky Charms guy.
This is the guy brought it up yesterday too.
Really,
I am. I love Lucky Charms. I love Frosted Flakes, Raisin Bran Crunch.
So when Lucky Charms Flakes,
one of those things is not like the other.
Yeah, it's
you try to slip in the Raisin Bran.
You got
to
be different. You got to have a little healthy cereal and then the sugar on the other side. But
at least you went with the crunch.
Yeah,
that crunch makes it a completely different cereal.
Definitely does.
Yeah.
When Lucky Charms and Frosted Flakes did the collab, were you just the happiest person on the planet?
Definitely was.
Wait, did you try the Christmas Lucky Charms? The vanilla? Ooh. Was it vanilla?
It was cinnamon vanilla Lucky Charms.
No, I haven't tried that one.
Oh, boy. They're in the stores now.
Buddy, yeah.
I would recommend.
It's just like it took the little Cheerio X's and O's and just brought life to those. And they threw in one extra shaped marshmallow.
Okay.
It was the real deal.
A little bonus.
Are you a Fruity Pebbles guy or no?
I'm not.
Wow.
I'm
not.
Oh, well, boy.
That's disappointing.
This was a great interview. I wish you the
best. Yeah, thanks for coming in, Chris.
Why not? Well, what's the beef?
This is,
it's too much sugar?
No, nah, I just don't like the taste of it, honestly.
All right.
Wow. It gets too soggy way too fast for me. I like to take my time and enjoy it.
You stroll?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
See, I usually get
like
a bowl you'd put like a movie size popcorn into.
Okay.
So basically like the whole box. Out. Yeah, and just go to, I mean, yeah. It shows.
Yeah.
Chris just tries these Lucky Charms and shows up to camp 265.
They won't be too happy about that.
So what's your summer routine look like?
Well, this summer, you know, I've already started working out just in the weight room 2 weeks ago, getting my program ready for this summer. Take it step by step. I won't get back on the court for another couple weeks, just to let my body rest, my knees, you know, take the soreness away from those and all those other little nagging injuries. But it's always a great summer. You find ways to expand your game, to work on your game, and that's one thing I take pride in is finding different ways to get better, what to add to my game. So I'll do a lot of film watching here pretty soon, not just my game, but a lot of other people's games that's still playing and in the past, and just take notes from them, see what they're saying, and try to pin it into mine.
Are you a big Kobe guy?
I am.
God damn it.
Gotta love Kobe.
No, I don't.
Got to.
Why? Why do I have to love Kobe?
I mean, he's one of the greatest players, one of the greatest scorers, one of the greatest winners. I mean, to me, if you don't like the person, Lakers that's history. Cool. But you have to respect him and like him as a player, I feel like.
For I have him. People take great offense when I say I think he's the 17th greatest player of all time. People get really mad when I say, out of the thousands and thousands of players that have played in the NBA, I have him 17th. They take, do you have him like top five? Where do you have Kobe?
I have him top five.
Why?
That's who I grew up watching, so I got to put him in my top too. Five. Yeah, I think, man, he's just... Who else is my top five?
Yeah.
I would put Jordan's number one for me. You could put Kareem. I think Shaq. So that was four.
Yeah, that's four.
One more. I think LeBron's going to get there for me.
Okay.
And then Oscar Robertson's right there on that fringe for me also.
All right.
Bill Russell.
It's hard to say. Finally, it's a Bill Russell.
It's hard to say top five. There's so many names. Yeah. I would say top 10 for sure.
For Russell or
for I
for
can't
all
pick,
those guys?
Yeah, I can't put any of them in order. So for me, Jordan's number one for me.
Okay.
And then everybody else just falls in line.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, all right. So this is an interesting question then. Kobe's career or Dwayne Wade's peak, which was better?
I would go with Kobe's career.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a big Dwayne Wade fan too, but I think Kobe for sure.
That's I mean, listen, he was good. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Kobe was good at sports. I know.
There you go. You and your top takes.
But what do you think of the series he's doing right now? It seems like every time he puts one of these guys under his little microscope, like he just did one on Jason Tatum, Celtics go out and lose two games. Everyone he's done one of these on has gone out and immediately, I think he had one on DeRozan, they got swept. Everyone he has on this new, what's it called, Icon?
Kobe Show Detail?
Detail. Thank you.
Yeah, the detail.
Yeah. So do you want one of these? Because it would be cool, like Kobe, like Jason Tatum says he watches it like with like a bottle of Jergens next to him and some tissues. Like he's really all about it. So like, but then he goes out and loses two games because he's thinking about his footwork because Kobe's rattling around in his head.
I probably wouldn't want to televise so everybody can know, so everybody knows the secrets that he's telling me to do. But I would love to see that and work on it during the summer or right before the season. I want it. Not during the playoff series.
Okay. Yeah. There's something. You're 26 right now, right?
Yeah.
There's something about people like Tatum's 20, so that 20 to 30 range, everyone just loves Kobe.
You got to. I mean, he was the man coming
I'm a Shaq guy.
If you were a Shaq, well, that's why.
Yeah, it sure is.
Kobe your favorite of all time? Is Kobe or Jordan's your favorite player?
Jordan. Jordan for sure.
All right.
Wait, so how much of your summer routine, like are you going to put it on Instagram? Because if you don't put it on Instagram, it does like you didn't really work out.
You know, that's that's what a lot of people say. But now I've been thinking about ways to put my workouts out there, show what I've been doing during the summer and how I work out and train. So hopefully it comes up and everybody loves it.
Do you go to any of these like open runs? Like last summer seemed to be the summer where everyone, they were like six blocks away. Like LeBron, KD, all them were playing. Do you play with like other than your Bucks teammates? Are you out there with other guys?
Not too much. Most of the time I'm back in South Carolina.
Just trying to keep it a secret?
Yeah. But there is, I would say, 2 to 3 span where I go out to California. And I went to the UCLA runs for one day while I was out there. But for the most part, I don't do too much of the open runs. I mean, I wish I could, but for where I live, it's hard to get to.
I feel like South Carolina's got, decent comp down there, though, no? Like, isn't Booker from there?
Yeah, but I mean, he's from 2 hours from where I'm from.
Oh, all so, right. Yeah, well, yeah,
my session's an hour away from where I'm from, so I play with the college guys around there and a couple of high school kids we got.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got to start with the football players. Get like Jadavian Clowney in there, boxing out.
Nah, I have a good friend, Carlos Dunlap, who plays for the Bengals.
And we were talking about him yesterday. Yeah. Have you seen him recently? Looks like a refrigerator.
Yeah, he's huge. Yeah, I remember seeing him play basketball in high school, in middle school. And I told myself I would never get on the court with a football player like that. Two different rules.
Well, yeah, to them, defense is like, what's the most I can, like, push you before you, like, check it up?
Exactly. And off that first push, I'm giving you the ball and you win the game.
Yeah. Yeah. And they just want to jack threes and try and, like, catch lobs that they can't catch. Yeah. It's great. But we got we've never done this before, so you're the first. So congrats for that. But we want to do a lightning round just to get the broad spectrum of who is Chris Middleton. So it's 12 either ors. I'm gonna hit you with them quick. So off the top, just so you can get a feel what we're going for. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Okay. UGK or Outkast?
Outkast.
Sonic or Mario?
Sonic.
Braun or MJ? MJ. You stepped on that one. Yeah. That's it's okay. Xbox or PlayStation?
Xbox.
Mild or hot?
Hot.
What's worse, getting posterized or your ankles broken? Not you specifically, yeah. Just basketball.
Ankles? Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
A lot of people say poster. Aware. That's what I'm saying.
Everybody gets knocked on. Everybody falls.
Especially Aaron Baines. Dedication 2 or Drought 3?
Dedication 2.
There you go. That's the correct answer.
Good answer. Good answer.
It's the 2 days ago was the 12th anniversary of Dedication 2. I don't know if you know that.
I gotta go listen to it on the way back.
I'm saying. Cake or pie?
Cake.
Good answer.
Mm. The ability to gain the power of teleportation or to stop time?
Teleportation. The travel kills me sometimes. I'm not patient enough for it.
It feels like it'd also be like, oh, we just got a big stop on defense, and I'm just under the hoop now. Just throw
there
me the rock.
That's, I can use it that way, too.
By your own teammates, would you rather be voted best dressed or most likable?
Best dressed.
Wow. He's an asshole, but man, he gets a fit off.
You know, yeah. As long as we get along on the court and win, nobody cares about the off-court stuff if we like each other or not.
You just want to look good for the gram when the NBA is following you on the way in? All right. All right. And if you had to choose one, you're at a great steakhouse. You can only, but they won't cook it to your order, like how you want it, but you have to pick rare or well done. What are you going with?
Well done.
All right, well, that was a Tyler question. You gave me his face. Like,
who would choose rare?
South Carolina, I respect it.
The whites. I think the whites would choose rare. They like all those juices dripping all over the place.
I'm good on that.
Yeah. I can say it. It's fine. We'll be okay.
I won't say it.
Tyler, you got anything else?
I would, like, you played briefly in the G League, correct?
For like two games.
The
two
Mad Ants?
Games. Yeah, Mad Ants, my rookie year in Detroit. So I was down there for a week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We played on the Friday and Sunday. Then I was right back to Detroit.
I'm curious, like, is that something you wish you did more your rookie year? Or do you think, like, being up with the Pistons, like, benefited your development more?
I mean, nothing against the G League or anything, but, I mean, it's a grind down there. It's different. Guys are attacking you every day, which is good and bad in some ways. But in Detroit, I felt like I got more out of that time. Being around NBA players, playing against them, learning against them, working on my body, I think those were the most important things than to just play right away. And I came into my rookie year still a little hurt from my knee surgery out of college. So it was right for me to be with the team in Detroit more than playing in the G League.
Yeah, there was some crazy stat that they flashed, like 56% of the players, I guess you would qualify for that were in the postseason had G League stops. Yeah. So I think it's getting to a place, because what was that, 13 you were down there, 2012?
2012, 2013.
Yeah, so it's definitely progressed since then, I would assume.
No, I think it has.
But yeah, that is interesting. We haven't had the ability to ask anyone that, so that was a good question, Tyler.
Thanks, pal.
Yeah, it says here you're a big – yeah, go ahead.
Since you said you'd rather be best dressed, who's the best dressed on the Bucks?
The best dressed.
You can say yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to put myself in there. I'm trying to think of a couple other guys.
Okay, top three then.
Top three, me, Eric Bledsoe, and then I would say it's a tie between Jabari Parker and John Henson. They both have two different styles that are pretty cool.
Okay.
The worst dress? Oh, man, you're thinking. You must get some
bad fit. I'm not going to throw one guy in there because he's still got some time to learn, but Malcolm Brogdon. He can, but for the most part, he just shows up in these tees and sweats to games, and everybody's just, what are you doing? Come on, man. The rookie of the year, you got to dress a little bit better.
Since you brought up his name, does Eric Bledsoe know who Terry Rozier is yet?
I see you got him on the shirt. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure he knew who he was the whole time, just to let everybody know.
It was rude. It was almost as rude as you shooting 60% from three. But you know what? You guys have a great future. I do. I said a few years ago, you guys were going to be one of the Titans of the East, and I think it is still coming. You guys are very young. I mean, you have Giannis. Bledsoe, I'm lower on since he started running his mouth. But he's good. So I hope best things for you. Thank you very much for coming in. Have a great summer. And I don't know how to end this. I'm just kind of talking. But no, seriously, thank you for coming through. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Mamacita. Yeah. days to the rodeo. Last night had me down in the bag, comatose. Don't think sunshades and a pill gon' help. Once I'm gone, can't tame myself, myself. Mama, she thug, she thug, she thug. You know I really need ya, need ya, need ya right now.
Yo.
What's up, pal?
Hey, fellas.
What's up, Withers?
What's going on, guys?
Nothing, man.
Trent wanted to just listen.
Man, Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear a live listen because I haven't gotten like my fill of hip-hop beef talk around the office, so I just want to listen to you guys talk about it.
It's not running rampant out there?
Oh, it is, but I still haven't gotten my fill. And I want to listen to three guys that I trust in terms of this type of thing. So this will be better.
Thank you for adding me in there.
Well, no, it's going to be tough because there's two people who have just been watching this unbiasedly from the sidelines. And then there's YP, who has openly admitted he's very much biased in this entire thing.
Not at all. I think I pay a lot of attention to Drake's career and his moves and what he does. I don't think I'm biased. I see his
pitfalls. You've called him your favorite artist.
He's my favorite rapper, but I know, like, Sidney Crosby, my favorite hockey player. I wish he didn't stick check that guy in the nuts. You know what I mean? I see things that they do wrong. I'm not blind to that.
Okay. So is he an alive human being today?
Drake is still alive at this point, yes. Unfortunately, he's extremely damaged.
Is he breathing on his own?
40 is alive, and that's I'm not going to tolerate any tick, tick, tick talk in here, all right?
It's got to wait. That's what we have. It's not great.
I will say it's stuck. Tick, tick, tick. It's stuck in your head a little bit.
It was it's like not even probably like one of the top 100 like rudest things I've heard in beef, but it's just like the most recent thing because it's been pretty soft for a few years now that it really stands out.
Oh yeah, it also like he was humming along and 40 had to be sitting at the boards like, yo, what the fuck? What did I do?
I mean, it's probably like what Quentin was feeling like during Drake's initial response.
He's bagging groceries and somebody tapped him on the shoulder.
Yeah, polishing his prosthetic and working that double at Kroger's.
Did you realize Pusha's diss also dropped while Quentin had did his like tell-all thing that no one cared
about?
Lieutenant Dan tweet, it was like, that guy, no one's been ragdolled more by like, you know, just random shots. He's just dead. His whole career and life is just a footnote.
It's tough.
It sucks.
I was like, yeah, you talk about somebody that's dead. That's dead. He was like, yo, Drake spun. It was like, I was just trying to keep him from working 12 to 12.
Yeah, give him back to the local use.
Yeah, good guy, Drake.
Yeah, Tyler, you seem to take a little bit of offense to the 40 shots.
I don't like Pusha T's album cover. I don't like the shots at 40, and I don't like him shaming the porn star. Those are three things I don't like. Everything else is, I mean, I'm not saying those aren't fair game. I'm just saying I don't like those things.
Is he shaming the porn star or is Drake?
Well, he was like, you made a porn. He's like, show off your queen. That feels like shaming to me.
Drake won't do it, so I don't know if it seems to be calling out Drake.
Well, he won't take care of the kid either. I don't know. We're not looking at Drake here.
I would argue we are.
I would argue Pusher looked past him, through him, over him, but not at him. I don't think Pusher's worried in the slightest.
He got called approachable, and he simply couldn't have that.
Yeah, you don't want that on the resume.
Can we say, too, this is like, it's one of those things, it's like Floyd Mayweather fighting someone where it's like, Drake has so much more to lose than Pusha T.
Which is why I'm shocked he responded at all.
Right, so we were tweeting back and forth, never want to see the McMahon in your mentions, that's a guy with a lot of logic that's not a dude I want to see the little Fruity Pebbles thing pop up in my mentions. But all I was saying is, to me, it seemed like Pusha T's been baiting Drake for years. We can agree on that.
Yep.
Exodus 23-1, yep. All the stuff. So Drake is known
this. He's been baiting Drake to get at Baby.
Yeah. But I think he also does hate Drake.
I thought he went at Wayne and Baby first, and then
right, but they didn't say much. Like, Wayne, like, tweeted about it. I don't remember Wayne saying anything
He said, fuck Pusha T and anyone that loves him.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all you're going to get from Baby. Baby's like, yeah, I don't pay these guys.
Correct.
I agree.
I gave Wayne heroin for years. He didn't flip it enough. I was out on me.
Baby probably loves this move by Drake not paying the kid or whatever. He's like, yeah, you're learning after your label mates here. So anyways, then to me it seems like from everything that I've read, I wasn't in Wyoming and if I was, I'm not allowed to talk about it, NDA. But Drake went out to write for Kanye and all them. He wrote 30 Hours, Father Stretch My Hands, a lot of stuff.
Yep.
So I think this time, Drake got so uppity and, you know, like he's...
He's in album mode.
He's on a winning streak as far as commercially. God's Plan and Nice for What have just been crushing it. And next thing you know, he sees these things and he's like, well, hold on a second. You're over here talking shit about me, which it's that part's not new. But you're saying all this ghostwriting stuff, which like, this is the other thing. Well, let me finish my point. So that was ADD.
No, lost it.
My point was going to be that
I sit across from YP every day, and this is what happens every single time. He starts talking about one thing, gets another thing. You got to finish the first
tree
point.
Branch. I'm going to finish my first point. So I think that Drake was saying, "All right, well, hold on a second here. You're telling me about ghostwriting. See, that's very ironic because I actually just flew out to Wyoming, a great state, beautiful place. He probably enjoyed the views, and he said." Wow, I just wrote a lot of stuff for the guy that's producing these beats and was probably egging Pusha on to do all this because, as you said, you're like, he doesn't need to, like, you know, hype himself or whatever it is. Everyone needs to sell albums and everyone benefits from attention and controversy and all this. So I think Kanye was praying that Drake was going to take the bait. So Drake said, okay, that's funny that you said that because Kanye is the biggest fraud as far as, like, writing and that kind of stuff. I think he has, like, teams of people writing songs for him. Fraudulent in the sense of like hardcore, like ghostwriter. You had a ghostwriter thing. Kanye is pretty proven to have a ghostwriters.
Yeah,
he denied that though.
Yeah,
no.
That's what I was
so my
say.
Point is, I think Drake just got so fed up with it and used Pusha as a proxy to be like, "All right, man, I'll diss you somewhat," and he did diss.
Yeah, he didn't really say much about Pusha, which is really my point, but it didn't really matter
in
Pusha's mind.
Drake is master timing.
Right. So then he said, "Oh well." He went at Kanye, the Virgil thing, I would say, hit home somewhat.
I don't think so, because he did the same thing to Party Next Door in The Weeknd.
Not in the same. The Weeknd somewhat, but I wouldn't say Party Next Door.
He took all of Party Next Door's best material and used it for himself. It was a very Jay-Z type move.
Somewhat, but I don't think it was as blatant as the Virgil stuff, where Virgil went and did it on his own. Like, The Weeknd is a better example to me in that regard.
Sure, but I'm saying, like, the memes were aplenty about PND.
They were. The worst part of being a Drake fan is sometimes, and I think he probably knows how to laugh at himself, but some of those were quite funny. But I don't like seeing it, but I see the irony. So anyways, I think he miscalculated as far. Now listen.
He just should have done what he had been doing the whole time, which is nothing.
Ignoring him. And then it's like a funny thing. He talks about it in interviews. Oh, like Drake doesn't write his own raps. Like, yeah, Pusha T, that's 2015, dude. We know
right.
that.
Yeah, that's why.
Like, I was so convinced that it was against Kanye, not Pusha. Spurred on his reason for responding was Kanye, not Pusha, what I was saying in that tweet, because I just don't believe that he would like care after this much time. Well, how many times can people say that? You know what I mean?
Pusha threw a couple breadcrumbs into a lake, and then a literal duck, Drake the mallard, just swooped right in and started fucking scooping him up, and now he's fucking good blood
shark. Yeah, ate the bird.
It's like dual wielding like M16s and also like throwing up like bombs somehow.
Yeah, it's like
to be fair, Drake might come back like in a really big boat with a harpoon. He might. Like, we don't know where this goes.
This is itchy and scratchy
pulling out guns that keep getting bigger and bigger, and it's just who's gonna have the biggest one.
So my point that I was gonna say when I went on my ADD tree, because that's kind of the brain. It's like here's the branch, and then I'm like, oh shit, this. But then you got to come back to the trunk.
Yep.
The same way that, like, Dave Portnoy, you see him, he's in a lot of different, like, controversies, all this stuff. I always know that he's got something. I trust that he's never overextending himself to the point where he doesn't have a way out or, like, a game plan.
And then sometimes LeBron screams in his face.
Well, that was unfortunate. Yeah, that was bad. And he said that was bad.
That was his way out. It worked right to Dave's plan.
Yeah, that one didn't work.
Again.
Okay, but I'm talking about Deadspin. I'm talking about all this stuff.
Sure.
He's been pretty good. To me, Drake is very calculated in the same manner where I would hope that he doesn't overextend himself to the point that he gets murdered this bad and was surprised by it. I would hope that he thought Pusha T was going to respond. Now, the blackface stuff and the baby stuff, I can't imagine that he saw that coming.
No, I think he thought that blackface stuff was...
I don't think he saw any of it coming. Like, he knew he was going to... He was like, oh, yeah. But the very first line Pusha T said was like, ghostwriting aside. And I think Drake
was
like, oh, I thought this was what you were going to get me on.
That's like when I get in a fight with my girlfriend and like it's not the thing you thought it was for. And you're like, I was wholly unprepared for this argument. And now I'm just scrambling. And I feel like that may be.
He could be scrambling. But luckily he's in album mode.
Coley, the thing is, I ride with Drake's like calculate. I think that he will be fine in the sense of. at least
he's not gonna lose any album sales. Nothing bad's gonna happen.
Long term, yes.
My point is, he definitely has to have some sort of response, and I trust that he's talented enough to hopefully hit home. Obviously, we're in a bad spot right now. That's all I'm gonna say.
I think he's gotta release like a full sex tape with Pusha T's fiance.
That would be awesome as far as Drake's thing. I think I don't want anyone to get shot.
Drake would die.
I was gonna say, you really want to give Pusha more reason?
Yeah.
Okay, what is Pusha gonna do? Shoot him? He dies. It's like, yeah, he got shot because he fucked his girl. Like, that's not. I mean, that would be
a loss, I would argue.
No.
If you get shot and die, yeah, that's a loss.
Which is not going to shoot him himself, you know.
Correct.
He's not going to go to jail.
Bro,
so
if you fuck someone's fiance after
and
you're
then
a rap
die,
dude, I think that's just the cost of doing business at that point.
I don't disagree, but you can't die after. Like, you got to be
Young
Dolph.
Why would she want to fuck Drake, man? This guy's in blackface. Like,
right.
She's going to push her teeth.
She's a queen.
I don't think she likes the Drake type of guys, yeah.
But then it's like Drake's dead, and then Pusha T has to like be like, well, so like. Now
I win.
Yeah. Like, no.
Yeah, you'll never. You'll sell a million records and never see a dollar of it dead, man.
Yeah, he's doing that now.
All right.
Mm.
Oh.
That's baby. That's how he does business.
I think Drake's seeing plenty of dollars. I think that stuff. See, so this is the other thing that I think we should get into. As far as like the allegations in the song, not allegations, the disses in the song.
Mm.
A lot of the stuff Drake's already said on albums, on songs. So, like, the parent stuff is like, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, but it's different when it's like you're perpetuating the same piece of shit
right.
your father was. Like, that's a new wrinkle that we did not know.
That part, the
it's
father
It's also different
thing,
when I say it versus somebody else.
Correct.
Very true. That's a great – and that's why it was so blatantly disrespectful, because it was, like, stuff that he opened up introspectively and then someone else says it's very different. Stuff against his mom maybe was more uncalled for than 40. That was mean. Seeing someone's 70-year-old mother as always coming last and, like, never was chosen by a man.
Unlovable. That woman is unlovable.
That is a mean thing to say, Coley.
I don't disagree.
That was, like, the eighth meanest thing you said.
I don't know, man. That's, like,
Steve Harvey was catching shots, ricochet shots. It was tough.
I mean, his dad. I don't think Dennis Graham cares about. He's like, yeah,
he has no idea that any of this happened.
Yeah, he has no idea. He's in Memphis. He's like, what Drake up to? Like, he doesn't know. He's definitely not that mad.
No,
he's probably excited.
Pusha got a self-fract to his dad. I think that would be Pusha's next, just getting his dad.
Yeah, that tweet was unreal. Just go self-fract to his dad.
Yesterday was the funniest Twitter day in some time.
Yep.
Well, we'll get to it too, but all the Philadelphia stuff that came out. I almost feel like I saw people being – I think you said something like Colangelo's going to buy Pusha a drink. I think Pusha's probably a little upset that took away from some of the conversation that was going on.
I don't think it did. Like, that story dropped at night. That story dropped – I think he was
what
like –
What time did the disc
about
come out?
Like 7 or 8.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was like – but there were more jokes to be had is what I'm saying. Like, well, you got to let him a little off the hook.
If Ringer's story dropped like – or I would say Tuesday morning instead of Tuesday night, we talk about it all day. It dropped at night, so it had to at least share it.
Right.
Like, that's a big Philly story, and I'm much more interested in the Drake shit.
Yeah. It was Darren Rovell Times had this, the Drake Pusha thing the headline, and it only had the Philly stuff in the top right corner. Like, go to page B7 to find out more about this.
The Rovell Picayune.
Speaking of Philly, though, Meek Mill probably looks even worse.
Meek Mill, his Google image history, he just didn't go to page 8. He stopped at page 7. He's like, nope, I have no blackface here.
I mean,
Drake's lucky.
Like, you know what else this is? You know when you see a team that like you lost to go on and play a different team and you're like,
we would have beat that team.
No, but like you see another team beat him and you're like, oh, we weren't even close. Like Meek's like looking at this game and he's like, dude, I wasn't even in the same league as this guy.
It's like nice that Pusha waited for Meek to get out of prison so he could see all of this up close.
Oh my God. Meek Mill may be a bigger loser than Drake in all this. He's sitting
right.
home, he's like he's sitting there like
he's out of prison.
Bro, I can't even fathom a world where Meek Mill, even if someone wrote this for him, delivers that song. Like
I mean, Meek had plenty of ammo. He had the piss stuff that, like, everyone was just like, yeah, sometimes
he had
you get
plenty of fat. We don't even know if this stuff. Like, I don't know if Drake got a kid, but like, probably.
Bro,
I don't.
People were digging off old TMZ videos from like 2 years ago. Where
he definitely knew this chick.
Okay. Yeah.
So let me.
Okay. Yeah, like I'm sure it's true.
And people were pulling up. People were pulling up old Joe Budden tweets, which he had his own shit with Drake. but he was pulling up old Joe Budden tweets where Budden was like, yeah, this guy's gotten a lot of plastic surgery, so he can't really talk to Kanye about it when he's been doing it too.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
I hadn't heard that at all. But
me neither.
The surgical summer thing.
Said like snip, snip on the song. Yeah. I was like, I think that's what he's got some pictures from Dr. Miami.
Yeah, this could be bad. Me and Trent were talking about this earlier. That could be if he really has like. I think that was more of a scare thing. Like, how can you have a whole song about that? Like when everyone's kind of already put the piece together. If part two is like Drake's getting plastic surgery, that's also an unfortunate thing for a Drake fan to hear. If that's true. Obviously,
but
the
Drake
thing
come back with though.
See, that's
what
the
I don't
problem.
Know.
Pusha is, what are you gonna say to him? Like, you dealt drugs? You'd
really
be like, yeah, I just did.
You still got braids
songs.
In 2018. Like, I don't know.
You're a nice guy when I met you.
That's kind of what I feel like the problem is. Drake waited like a decade to respond to anything, and then he was like, oh, I'm gonna empty the clip, and then now it's pushes.
You're pretty nice. You're a pretty nice guy.
You sold drugs to whites. Like that. These were the big insults.
See, I can't
way
tell.
Less you said you did.
This is the problem. As like an analysis of a Drake, like, does our guy have it right now thing. It's like when you're watching a game, you're like, they'll be fine. They'll come back. It's like, I cannot tell if that was the real shot or if that was like the charged up, because I really hope that wasn't the meanest thing he could say.
He dropped back to back like right after Charged Up came out. They were almost like the same day. Like those.
No, it was 2 days.
But it was before Meek responded at all.
Right.
And yeah. Pusher gave him the whole holiday weekend to come with more and didn't. And then ruined everyone's Tuesday afternoon.
This is the problem, too, is that Drake has never been in this position. I was telling Trent earlier, it's like a guy that's been in a big fight, a title fight, but he knocked him out in like the first 20 seconds. It's like, right. Yeah, that counts, and you won, but you've never been in a slugfest.
Yeah.
When you're getting beat and your back's up against the ropes and you're just getting pounded on, that's a very different type of fight. And, like, no one's ever seen Drake get hit this bad.
No, sure haven't.
So we never know,
I don't
like
know how many people have been hit this bad.
No, I agree with Tyler.
It didn't die off of rap. And, again, it's still early. Like, I don't.
Cam.
He might be dead now. Cam, like, Drake might have dropped an Acme anvil on his head.
Cam had Jay-Z stuffing his mother in a closet for like two decades in fear.
But Jay-Z accepts her now. He's a hero, you see.
That's true. You're right. And I saw you say, I'm glad someone finally did some respect to that beat.
Oh, thank heaven.
Yeah.
That beat was, that's so much more meat on left on that bone.
Dude, it sounded
now
so
there isn't.
Good, too. It sounded so good. Like the way that his voice was pitched and everything, it was just like so good.
And he chopped up the.
That's his track now.
Yeah, you're correct. And he chopped up the samples at the beginning to make, like, what? Tyler's really the only one who can speak on this. He basically called Drake a white, and he said, you're actually not black. Like, for an insult, how bad does that get for someone? I know you're not mixed, but you can speak on it better than anyone in here.
Well, it's like the thing is, if you're black, why would you take that picture, right? You know the history of everything behind that, so why would you take that picture? If you're white, why would you take, so like either side of you. So Pusha T's got him like a checkmate. Like, which side are you going to defend? Because you're wrong either way.
Right.
There's no reason. You weren't 6 years old in that picture either. That picture's like 10 years ago. Like, I don't know.
It was
2008.
Yeah, 2008.
Oh, wait, Jesus Christ.
But they were saying, that's what he was saying on the Breakfast Club too. And he's like, I would love to hear the answer to that. Because like you're saying, I think there's like, I'm sure Drake's like, oh yeah, well, I'll just say that I was black. It's like, well, no, that's not good. And he's like, well, then I'll just. Oh, shit.
It's way worse.
But my mother, she's Jewish, you see.
I think, honestly, I mean, this is another thing that Pusha T did well in this, is that he muddied the waters in the sense that the baby thing may not be true. He may not have a kid. I am skeptical because I think there's a lot of chicks that's entire livelihoods could be based off getting pregnant by Drake. So it's hard to believe that it's just dead fast.
He also might have 10 kids.
Right.
Drake would be like, whew, you just knew about Adonis. Wow.
Yeah, I think the Adidas thing, I don't know if that's truly confirmed, but it feels pretty accurate.
He could have put the two
again,
and two together.
I don't know,
like, he could have been like, oh, I know this guy has this rumored kid. Oh, because, like, supposedly the Addy Don thing was, like, could have been separate than this kid's name. It could just be, like, he's the Don, and, like, it's lame, but, like, I could
it's
see
that.
It's
a terrible name.
Oh,
it's an awful
It's a bad
name
either way.
It's a stinker name.
Some people are saying Pusha T did him a favor because now they're going to change the name of the Adidas.
Well, a lot of people are also saying if they don't change the name, like if it's too far along, if they already have the rollout to like coincide with the album release, anytime you search for Adidon, it's gonna that picture is going to pop up.
Yeah.
Like he SEO'd him to death. Like he didn't even just kill him on bars. He killed him like, with the Google search history.
Like the whole thing, I think Coley says like he dissed him and then waited 10 years. The whole 10 years, Pusha was gathering intel. That's where Drake messed up. Drake just waited. But Pusha was like, "Oh no, I've talked to every substitute teacher you've ever had."
Right. Yeah, like, and Virgil's probably a huge asset here. So even like, especially on the Adidas side. So even if if Drake was saying,
Pusha's
like,
on it.
Yeah, right. That's exactly. Why he so said, is Kanye.
That's why he said, "We'll all go to hell or whatever." Like that was.
Yeah, he's taking every easily. I don't give a fuck.
I will say. I really hope. I've been a Drake fan for a long. I'm very on the side of him. I think we've established that. The way that Pusha T, the laughing thing at the end where he's like, "Oh, you're upset. Like, I'd like to see you angry." That was extremely, if I wasn't me, I would think that was really cool. The tick, tick, tick was really mean, but he also, like, the way that he doubled down on it, it's like a villain in a movie where you're like,
correct.
Damn, I almost, like this guy. Yeah. You know, it's like.
He's the Joker and he's just running through Toronto right now. Yeah,
he's committed to it.
He's a good villain.
Oh, yeah. No, and I think dropping I'm Upset right after Duppy Freestyle was a real bad idea because that song, A, stinks. And B, like he was just riding a good wave. He had two good singles already for this album, and he just dropped this Pusha T diss, and then he does that.
Why did he do that, Coley?
He's not as calculated as he
appears.
That's
the thing. Well, sometimes
it wasn't a diss either. I think that once it wasn't a diss, it was going to stink.
Bro, right. When I was in the bathroom, and I looked at my phone, and I see Drake, I'm Upset. I was like, oh, shit, he backed him again. And then I listened to it. I was like, okay.
He's upset.
Yeah,
a bit perturbed.
He's upset, but not about this, and not really anything in particular. But then he's kind of bragging. Oh, okay. And then I just like got out of the bathroom. I went back, ate dinner. I was like, "All right, like I don't know."
Gonna keep living my life over here.
That scares me.
The one thing that I took exception to with your initial tweet was the one I responded to at least is when you said he was doing this, like Pusha was doing this for his career. Drake doesn't have a bigger rap song in his entire catalog than
grinding,
like not even close.
Yeah, but you don't think there's at least a small part of every single controversy in hip hop that is like tied to I want to up my sales.
Again, this
like it's not a coincidence.
I want my name out there.
Yes. Yeah, it's not a coincidence that his album just dropped.
I would argue. I don't disagree with the concept, but at the same time, his album was dominating my timeline for 3 days before.
Yeah, but
the Drake diss was even like.
Holy,
no.
Your timeline is different than like white girls in college.
Sure,
like,
but
now
they're also not listening to what Pusha put out.
They
last
are
night
now.
Either.
They are now, no. Dude. Drake is the most popular. Like every single college campus, Drake's the only thing they play.
If
he's getting murdered by Pusha T, look at like Meek Mill is now like a like kind of a pop figure, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, but I don't even know if that's like that's because like the Philly's doing well right now.
True, but I just mean his beef with Drake was like Dave was talking about Meek Mill in the rundown. That's a pretty good test of like is this guy in pop culture.
Dave also told me Too Short wasn't a legend, so I don't know if that.
I'm not saying Dave's like pays attention to rap music. I'm saying. That's like it's just a barometer of like, is this guy like name popping up
for
amongst
sure.
Casual fans?
For sure. But like you go to any stadium in the country for the past 20 years, you've been able to hear what happened to that boy.
Yeah. But grinding happened in 2002.
Sure.
Right.
Like,
but Drake hasn't topped it.
But Drake has, but him
hasn't been
as
around that long.
Yeah. And Drake as a person, Pusha
has never reached his height.
Yeah. I think,
sure. But I would argue that's not for
like,
rapping. All I said was for a better rap song, Drake has nothing that's even
yeah,
in
but
the
you
same
gotta,
stratosphere.
You gotta
and that's all I'm talking about. We're not talking about the pop star. Of course he's a bigger pop star. Eminem used to diss NSYNC. They were bigger pop stars than he ever was.
Yeah, but we're not looking at it in a vacuum. We are looking at it as things are.
I was responding to him saying his rap career.
No,
like,
my
as
point
a rapper.
Was,
I want to see the original tweet from. I got to
so,
look that
so
up.
So my tweet, Tyler, was that I said, I think Drake miscalculated and was more trying to take shot. He used the opportunity to take shots at Kanye kind of through Pusha T's thinly veiled weak bar. Like, it was just like, oh, you don't write your own rhymes. Like, we've heard that a million times. He used that opportunity to talk shit at Kanye and kind of try to draw him in. I think there's a lot of tension between them two. Remember when he said his name on stage when Kanye, like, was talking shit about Drake, whatever?
Yeah.
Like, they obviously, they've been butting it.
Forever. Yeah.
Right. They've been frenemies forever. So I think this was a chance for him to be like, Kanye, come get your boy, because if he keeps talking shit about me, it's like, look, you're doing the same thing he's talking shit about. So then I said, it also benefits Pusha T in the sense that he gets to use this opportunity to showcase his, like, lyrical ability and who he is to a wider audience, and that's why he responded.
I guess my thing is, if he were 24, yeah, that guy needs all the help in the world. He's 40. Like, and his best work is, like you said, 2002 now. Like, his career is it's a good album, but it's his career is as established as it's going to
no,
get.
No, but you're making...
I don't know,
I don't
dude.
I don't think the white girl that's 20 is like, oh, I need to bump this Daytona now. Like, he didn't make that album for her.
He didn't make it, but everyone needs record sales and buzz, and all it will do is more people will listen to Grant. Like, a new generation will be Pusha T aware. Rather, they may not be fan, but they will know who he is, and that will... It's never bad to be bigger. More festivals, more everything.
I think it'll get. I don't know if it'll get him any like substantial long term fans. Right. But yeah, I hear what you're. I do think yeah, for the moment, like if it pushes you a couple spots higher on the Billboard streaming,
but that's
just
where
people want to see what the fuss is. Then okay, so that's good news.
I do think he had plenty to lose here though, because he is the lyricist in this. Like, Dre was never Drake. Like, Pusha, no. Like, if they were never beefing and someone just came up to you on the street and was like, "Who's the better lyricist?" No one in their right mind would say Drake versus Pusha T. So if that's where Meek Mill's career did take a big step back, because he was that battle rapper, he was that image. And when Drake beat him, it was like, well, what the fuck? If the battle rapper's not going to beat him, Pusha wasn't a battle rapper, but he is more than just the cocaine guy, as he's showing right now.
I mean, I never like it. So you're saying Pusha had stuff to lose as well,
as like a for like actual rap fans, not for pop fans, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think rap fans were ever going to come away from this and say, oh man, Drake is way better than Pusha than I thought. I think people are pretty dug in there.
Yeah, I would think Pusha T
I agree with
it. He has like a lifetime achievement award of like being legitimate. Like, I don't think at this point he could be discredited in almost any way.
Yeah, but it's kind of like Cam doesn't really have any like losses on his record, and he went at plenty of guys. And it's like, I think that matters in the long run.
I might have a loss for Cam. I don't want to talk about it publicly.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just saying, all the really good drug dealers have terrible jump shots. They was too busy selling crack. Cam was playing organized ball. How much crack? You know what I'm saying? I just ask questions.
But he also got kicked out of school because he was selling crack. Like, he was going to JUCO and he got sent home because of his crack dealing. So he couldn't
got to JUCO though.
Huh?
He got to. You think Gucci would have got to JUCO with that jumper?
Fucking Game got to Washington State.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder about was Game dealing? I thought it was kind of established.
He got kicked out of Washington State for like making crack in his apartment.
Oh.
Well, he got to Washington State. I'll tell you this: Pusher T would have never got to Virginia Tech.
He wouldn't
that
have got,
jumper.
He wouldn't have got to VCU. He wouldn't have got to. Where was
he? Got the 3A ball.
Right. Yeah. No. You're 1,000% correct there. Yes, Trent.
Oh, did I have something to say?
It looked like it.
Oh,
your body.
Well, I would say when we and YP were kind of talking about this, we're in the middle of it right now, so it's hard to tell where it's going to go next. Obviously, Drake is going to respond. But I think when the dust completely settles, depending on no matter what Drake says, I think things are going to be exactly the same as they were before. Maybe Drake has like a little bit of a blemish because no one, like you said, no one has come at him like this before. But once it's all said and done, I think people will be like, yeah, Pusha T is more lyrical, we all know that, and Drake is just a fucking megastar, and he's going to continue to be that. I don't think it's going to damage anybody irreparably.
I don't know. I'm a Drake fan. I don't know if I mentioned that before. I'm actually a big Drake supporter. I feel like this is the biggest smear and mark. In the degree to which it will be is yet to be seen, as far as like if he was going to announce the kid by like the jumpsuit line, like, that's a bad look. Like, it may not have been if they rolled it out the way that he wanted, but after Pusha T did it, if he gets caught red-handed, like, yeah, I was hiding this kid and not, like, wanting him in my life, but now that you said it, I'll make a jumpsuit line around it.
I love him now.
Yeah. Like, that's a tough look for a guy that's talked about, like, dad problem. Now, here's the other thing. Drake could easily come back and kind of A-mile himself in the sense of, like, yes, this happened, this is why I did that. But I don't even know if that's
I don't
like,
want to hear that song at all.
Nope.
No, but some people are saying like, because
Pusha T just put that song out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I think you do it again too, Trent. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Stink.
But like, so what else can he say though? If he doesn't like disprove them, it's like, that's a bad look.
He's got to like kidnap his fiance, or like he's got to take it to off wax and then rap about what he did on. Like, didn't he bottle Diddy? Isn't that a thing he did in real life?
Yeah.
Like, so he's got to do that.
No, who'd he hit with the bottle?
Wait,
somebody.
Diddy's-
No, Diddy smacked him.
Oh, that's
Diddy
right. It was Chris Brown. No, you're right.
Diddy smacked. I know Drake hit someone. Like Chris Brown.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah,
and it may not have been him. It may have been an entourage.
Member, probably. Yeah, that's probably more likely. Yeah.
Still.
But my apologies to Diddy.
Diddy and his right entourage. Now.
No, I don't. I honestly don't know if Drake should release a response track. To be honest, like again, it's a
what?
Because Drake is so big, he's playing a long term game.
Yeah, just drop the album.
Just drop the album.
Yep.
Like what? It can only
although
go
if
down.
It's more fucking songs like I'm upset. Maybe don't do that either.
Yeah.
Wait, in
like
what
again,
scenario? I'm willing to entertain that because I think that
just make him Pusha admitted. Like if he doesn't respond, like I'm not going to say anything else. But if he keeps talking, that we have a whole laundry list of things we can go through.
Don't you
so.
Think that's exactly. the most emasculating thing in human history? Like how could he not respond? Though?
He didn't respond again. Well, he didn't respond for a decade.
But, he should have done this 2 weeks ago,
right? Yeah. But there's a very big difference between right. not responding and not responding after you've already responded.
Because
once.
As we've
now,
already,
look, YP, this toxic masculinity is going to get your ass. sometimes you just got to know when to take it.
Yeah, swallow
sometimes
your pride.
You got to learn when. To take an ass whooping too and not but, just lay down and get beat on like that.
But that feels like the same thing, but he
no, there's a big difference. There's
he
a big
feels
difference
like
fight
me. Yes.
Fighting back and getting beaten by someone is different than just getting
yeah, I mean, he threw his punch and then he got a fucking mallet pulled out of his back of his shirt and just whopped over the head. But what we were saying before, since he's like his core fan base, no one's like, I'm no longer a Drake fan today. But if he drops the album and it has that huge commercial success, like it probably will, everyone's going to be like, oh, his all 12 singles charted, something like that. Like people are going to talk about
right.
that.
All and the streams or whatever.
Can't they yeah. still be like, yeah, but why were you in blackface and have a secret child?
I mean, sure.
But also,
no one was upset. Again, I think me and Tyler are the only people who were making fun of Jay-Z for having his mother just jammed in a closet like Anne Frank for fucking 2 decades.
I mean,
hey, he's a good guy, though. He let her come out, though.
It is crazy, like Jay-Z and Nas and all that. It's like Jay-Z now, it's a kind of unaffected by that as far as like casual fans.
Jay-Z lost most of his beefs. Although now the Nas one was a little bit like Ether was just bigger at the time, but Takeover was a much better diss.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I guess, but
I think Drake is playing a long game like Jay-Z.
That's what he
again,
should.
In 20 years, yeah, in 20 years, will this matter? To the people it already matters to, yes, but to the people Drake's trying to get to, I don't think. I think he, unless he's got
man.
Just something damning on Pusha T, I really don't think he can win going back on Wax.
And there are people out there that are saying that Duppy Freestyle is more surgical than the story of Added On, which is true. Like, the story of Added On is just bombastic, and, like, it has all these facts, and it's like, you're hiding a child, you're doing this. But Duppy Freestyle sort of picks Pusha apart as a rapper as opposed to going completely personal. And I know the public perception is going to be like, oh, shit, he said he's, you know,
yes.
he's got a kid, and he's a deadbeat dad and all this. But I think when you look back on it, people will look at Duppy Freestyle and be like, that's actually pretty fucking, like,
yeah,
good.
But even when that came out, it wasn't. Like, there were only a couple bars dedicated to Pusha. Like YP was saying,
right.
It was a lot of Kanye talk and not a lot of...
Yeah.
And it was
self-defense. It was also like, well, Quentin and all that. Like, it wasn't
right.
like he was
yeah.
going
Quentin
at
got
Pusha.
Again.
I haven't looked this up, but if you go on Rap Genius, I bet you there was more Quentin Miller bars than there were Pusha bars on
there. I would take that.
That's why
well.
That was my original tweet, why I was like, I don't think this was as much at Pusha as it was like he wanted to clear his name. He wanted to like go at Kanye. And I think he would have loved to. I think Drake would love to battle Kanye.
Well, yeah, he'd be writing both sides of that. I'm sure he would.
Right. But I'm saying like
okay,
Kanye's
yeah.
much
it'd be
more.
Ghostwriter versus Ghostwriter. We don't
that,
know.
That's like a winning. That's like a winning thing where it's like. To like you'd rather fight a really big name person. It's like McGregor would
they're
rather
on similar
fight,
levels,
right? Whereas like Pusha T is a no win battle. It's like a what like a terrorist.
Yeah, you
thing
punch
where,
up,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Pusha T is punching up.
Correct.
That's why if Drake punches back down, like you have to mash him completely. If you can't do that, which I don't know if he can, I don't know if you punch.
I really don't know. See, this is the other thing is like Drake and the Meek Mill stuff. Like it was uncontested at that point, where it was like he put one out, nothing was in response. Having to address what was already said in this and try to come back and go at Pusha, it's like, that's a tall order. That's why it's like, that's what made me the most scared because it's like, it's not like there's a clear path to victory here. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, unless it's just all it's completely not. False. But again, the picture is the picture.
All right. So the picture, obviously, I'm sure we've all read by now, is like by that photo shoot by some Toronto guys. They're making a bunch of like,
yeah, Jim Crow clothing, which is a weird thing to do.
But it was a black guy that made that, right? Like, I think
again,
that it was
Tyler
a...
Tyler spoke on that. Like, it's...
No, my question was, I feel like it was in... From what I've read, obviously I wasn't there. It seems like it was an art thing that is being, like, taken out of context, looks horrible, but, like...
What's
it's
the
not
right
like,
context?
I don't know. They were like, oh,
right,
do this, like...
There's not a right context for that.
I don't know.
Also, the photographer said
I'm
it
telling
was
you,
that...
there's not a right context for that.
The photographer said that was Drake's vision for the photo shoot. Like, I there mean, were that... other people who wore the same clothes and didn't put up, which was already a bad look, but also took the pictures in non-blackface.
Yeah, it's concerning. It's not great.
For a guy who is
I like, wish I knew why he did that.
The most self-aware superstar of our time by far is like, maybe I'll do blackface.
But he wasn't at that time, dude. No way, 2008.
Right, that's ironically, that's exactly when his incorrect use of ironically, but that's exactly when his run started was 08.
Right, this was
98. I would say his run started 09, 010. Run, but like 08, he was building up to it. But either way, that is an insane, I don't know what, maybe he was doing it in name of art. I don't know what his thought process was. I would like to hear what his thought.
Stop trying to justify this, YP. Yeah.
What guy? You got some pictures that we don't know?
No, definitely
yeah,
not.
YP's like, we've all worn a little face from time to time.
A little shoe polish.
Not at all.
A little
not
shoe polish
all.
On the cheeks? What's
not
the
at all. I'm just
like a
hoping.
Game.
No, not at all. My point is, I'm just hoping that he can... It's not as bad as it seems because it does seem very bad. That's my question.
Where does Kanye fall in all this? Like, I mean, I know where he is, but what does he do next?
Probably tear down his like mother's charity. Like, who knows?
His
album's supposed to come out Friday, isn't it?
It's supposed to, but
Kanye?
I mean,
yeah.
I believe when I see it, he'll be like, I had to change one violin string on like song 14. it didn't sound right.
I don't know. I mean, the baby thing could be false. I think that would be, like, a huge, like, knock to this. If Drake can somehow prove that that's not his kid, and then it's like, oh. But, yeah, I mean, I think the blackface thing is
If Drake has to go and, like, post a paternity test, I feel like that's already a lot, even still. Like,
no,
that's what I'm saying.
But then it's like, yeah, you were lying. Like, anyone can lie on a record.
Again, like, to go out of his way, like, to not. That's why me and Tyler are saying, like, don't do anything.
I disagree with that. I think the paternity test, and I see people saying, like, this is, since it's already out there, it's the court of public opinion. They've already been like, Dre's a deadbeat dad. He's got a baby.
Right.
I think if he posts a video getting a paternity test, people would be like, all right, well, Push is just full of shit.
Right. I agree.
You're giving people way too much credit.
Yeah, a lot of credit.
I am, but people are so interested in this, I think it won't fade.
But they're not reasonable.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not.
And that's what I was saying earlier.
Photoshop's
like,
crazy. I could post a fake paternity test
a video
myself.
Or something, whatever. All right. But, I mean, they've done that with, like, Kardashian asses. They've, like, gone on Dr. Phil, like, look, it's real. And it's like, yeah, you paid the doctor. Like, you can never beat, like, whatever people say is the story. My whole point with that is, like, Pusha played this perfect in the sense that he knows how all this works. And, like, through all this mud, and by the time we sort through, like, well, maybe this wasn't true, but this was true. And this, it's like, it's too late.
It doesn't. That's why when he said muddied the waters earlier, like, it's muddied.
When that when you see that album art picture and Drake, like the way he smiles, it's bad. Like, that's one of those things
haunting in those eyes, man.
Bro, that's one of those pictures that I don't know how you ever erase. Like, that's why I'm so concerned. Is like, I think I'm not gonna say done, but the
he's
more I'm talking about it, that part is very bad.
He's gonna make some coming home songs. He's gonna find out what other song to steal so he can have Hotline Bling 2.0. He's got a lot
That's
of.
Really all it is.
He's got a lot of thieving
the album
to do.
Just has to be good,
right? If he puts out a good album, again, his core fans aren't going to care. They're going to be like, "Oh, Pusha never sold this much."
That's true, exactly. But I don't think that like that kind of stuff. Like, once again, baby thing is true. Then that and the blackface; those are two things that are pretty irreconcilable as far as like character wise. You can't root for a dude that, you know what I mean? That's bad.
Let's make this clear. Drake's always been a very unrootable human being.
Right.
Yeah, but not in like Drake's wildly offensive things.
Oh, go ahead.
Not to say he's been shaming women for years.
For years.
I mean,
shouldn't have been dressing like that. Tracks. That's all he's been making.
I don't know.
That's why he can't respond. He can't shame Pusha T's like Drake's fans. As we said, like they're mostly women. If he comes back with a white baby mama and shames black woman, man, listen. Again, the long-term pie, it's not going to hurt it, but that short-term pie, I think it'll take a dip.
It sure will. I did see people saying, like, Drake's pretty lucky he's not going against 50 right now. Because 50, the whole song, he would have recorded on video with the mom and the kid right there at Chuck E. Cheese.
At the same time.
Yeah.
And if
that's my guy, 50. Those are the days.
He does beef right. I'll give him that.
He does beef.
he does. Like
much
when
differently than anyone.
This is the
thing.
The
Rick Ross doo-doo on himself thing, that was very mean.
That's the type of stuff that
Rick
I like.
Rick Ross is fine now.
Yeah, Rick Ross. And a game also didn't. That was early 50. He didn't quite know how to beef like without shooting people yet. But yeah, 50.
Ross just made good music. Like, if you make good music,
correct,
people just ultimately don't care.
Correct. Which is what we keep saying about Drake.
Yeah, Ross has been lying his entire career. And people are like, this shit bumps. Like, they don't care.
Yeah, he did have a mansion that he. Oh, what'd he say? If you testify, I'll blow up your house. Like, yeah, he would do that. It's like, no, he really wouldn't do that. But we like it. It sounds good. That's a cool thing to
That's
hear.
All that matters. And Pusha T's been making the same Coke music over fire instrumentals his whole life. And that's why he can. I don't know. When Drake was saying he didn't sell as much coke as you claim, like, but you're still saying he sold coke, like that kind of validates Pusha a little bit. Like, it was a weird diss.
You didn't kill 100 people. You killed 11, 12 most. I mean, hardly a serial killer.
How could you discredit Pusha? Like, what? Hypothetically, obviously, we've talked about Drake's end. Like, what would you
Terrence.
Say?
Like, I would go start there.
That jumper.
Yeah, his jump shot. Although Drake can't say shit about his Drake jump shot stinks too.
Dude, that Kentucky shot is just never. It's like,
if they played one on one, it would be worse than Loud Sean versus the guy we can't talk about.
I don't know.
It would be really bad.
On which end?
I think Drake would have the. I feel like Drake's a reasonable. He might be just a regular size goo. I think Pusher's a small guy.
Dude, Drake would beat Pusher in one on one, 100%.
Maybe that's okay. That's where he goes. Yeah. I challenge you to one on one, sucker.
Kendrick Perkins just shows up.
Oh, that'd be bad.
It's a what's the Game of Thrones shit where you can have a trial by combat
and
just choose?
Yeah, you can choose your
champion. LeBron James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I also wonder, like, I wonder if Jay-Z's behind any of this, because he's never really liked Drake.
Oh, you think?
He's never really
liked Drake. He sent Pusha the beat.
Yeah, what do you think, Coley? No one hates
that
Drake.
Email, that Sean Carter email. Yeah.
Bro, Jay-Z hates Drake.
That's what I'm saying, but I don't see anyone talking about that. Everyone keeps talking about the Kanye part like you're talking about, and I know Kanye and Jay have had their quarrels.
No, I guarantee you, like, Pusha T seems like a dude when it's like, yo, go in on this dude. Like, he definitely, the amount of people behind Pusha T, that's one thing I know Drake's talked about a million times, like the powers that be trying to, like, take him down. If you're, and we know this, like, in Barstool or like anyone, like if you're another rapper in the industry, you absolutely hate the shit out of Drake, and every single person is behind Pusha T waiting for him to murder him. Like, no,
yeah,
people are nice to his face, but not a single person actually wants him to win, other than like people eating directly off of him.
Yeah, Odell Beckham's probably pretty distraught today.
He's distraught.
That was the other thing.
Everyone at the Adidas table was just Porzingis a mess. Yeah.
Drake also said, like, that was when we were, the bars he did aim at Pusha, he said he wasn't top five on his own label. Like, that's just, that was cool in the moment, but it was just incorrect as well.
Yeah, it's probably incorrect.
Yeah. Cause
the roster's horrible.
Yeah.
If you want to say he's a bad president and doesn't sign good talent, that would have been a better line.
Right. I mean,
like
when
decent
I,
music.
You started going through it and you're trying to, like, as a Drake fan, you're trying to convince yourself that, like, Hudson Mohawk or whatever, like, what's the guy, like, Mr., what's the guy's name?
There were some names on that list that I had never heard of.
And you're like, yeah, he's better than Pusha T. Do you remember that song? And you're like, oh, no, he's really not. when you're like locking in Big Sean is better than him is like gimmies, it's like, all right, Big Sean.
That's also wrong.
No, I'm saying like when you're trying to convince like who you can get five people, it's like Teyana Taylor, okay, done. Pusha T and
Cuddy.
Is he on? All right, we'll take Cuddy.
He was on the list I saw.
Travis Scott's not on that list.
No,
I think
he sure
he's,
isn't.
Yeah,
I'm
so
okay. I've got it put up right now.
Let's hear it.
Okay, Kanye West, better than Pusha T, yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, overall.
Overall,
like, you're saying he's
definitely.
Top five. Kanye's better. Big Sean.
Nope.
I think Pusha's better. Sci-Hi the Prince.
Yo.
Pusha.
I fuck with Sci-Hi, though. I feel like he's got a raw deal.
He's great.
I love Sci-Hi.
Yeah. You think he's better than Pusha? A better artist?
No, but I mean, I know you're from, this is like a Georgia thing. I mean, I feel like Sci-Hi kind of could have been good back in the day. Not to derail this list, but I like Sci-Hi. Anyways, go
on. That's how much he stinks. He's from here, and I still don't like him.
You remember when he did the Popular Demand freestyle? Me and my friends used to watch that like every day at college.
I know. I remember Popular Demand and Pusha stomping all over that beat. Also, Cam.
Yeah, well, check it. This is a little shout out.
And LeBron. Psy. LeBron, since this is a basketball podcast, he hasn't responded to Pusha yet.
What did he say again?
He was talking about how Bron used to fuck Yes Jules when he lived in Miami.
Oh my God! Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. What song? That was like a couple years ago, wasn't it?
That was like 2010, 2009.
Okay,
I'm thinking of, I remember the Rick Ross, we fucked the same hole. I was like, guys, what are you doing?
No, like that Bron Bron I had that long time ago.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. I push it, man. Hey, man, loose lips, baby.
Keep going with this roster.
Oh, God. Those are really the top names. After Teyana Taylor, who I like, she's not better than Pusher.
Nope.
Casey Hill.
Better dance.
I don't know who that is. Okay, HXLT does not have a Wikipedia page. Designer, not better than Pusher.
Nope.
070 Shake, no Wikipedia page. Sheck West, no Wikipedia page. Francis and the Lights, Wikipedia page.
John Feidelberg's about to crash through this door and say he's better.
This sounds like the Cavs roster.
Francis and the Lights.
Yeah, Francis and the Lights is not a rapper. It's not a rapper. He just makes like music. I don't know how to describe
Valley.
It.
And Kids See Ghosts, which is the Kanye Cudi collab, which hasn't even happened yet, so I don't know what that is. Yeah.
That's just using other people on the thing.
So Kanye again.
Kanye and Big Sean.
Kanye just producing. Yeah. Kanye just rap.
Kanye wearing a funny hat. Those are the five I got ahead of. Yeah, so that was tough.
Pusha T sick.
Yeah,
that's the thing that I hate when, like, I love Pusha. I've listened to him for so long. Like, I love him.
Yeah.
So it sucks. Like, I really wish that, I don't know. This seems like a miscalculation. In the moment.
Stop killing my childhood idol.
No, I didn't say that. But I will just say, like, it seems like a vast miscalculation at this point. Like, Drake thought that Pusha wouldn't. My whole tweet was that Pusha really took the opportunity, too, as, like, an opening. Like, he's like, oh, wait a second. Like, hold on.
This idiot responded?
Right.
Oh,
but,
boy.
But it wasn't like you said. Boy. It wasn't like Drake went back at him and was like, say anything against me, Pusha T. You can't. I hate you. It was more just like, hey, Pusha, fuck you. But also Kanye, like, yeah. It was just like.
Correct.
So I think, like, it was a miscalculation where he didn't think he would get lit up the way that he did. And I think that it was way worse than he would have anticipated. I mean, the reason why I have so much respect for this diss, and it's against one of my favorite artists. I'm not sure if you heard. I'm a big Drake fan.
You like
so,
Drake?
Your dad.
So I wasn't going to say that, but against one of my favorite dudes. So I wish it wasn't, but it's one of my favorite disses as far as like the execution of it.
Oh yeah.
No pun intended. And the way that he started off, like, let's get away from the ghostwriting,
yeah,
that was one of the most tactically sound things I've ever seen.
Like Tyler said, that's got to be like, damn. I thought that's, like, he's like, set ghostwriting aside, set drug dealing aside, and then it's like, shit, now where do we go?
I imagine Drake paused it there. He was like, oh, no.
Like, he's looking around. He's like, hold on.
Yeah.
He did a really hard swallow.
He pulls out his collar.
I mean, 40, Steve, like,
oh.
Me and Trent were talking about this, too. The amount of money that you could make off of behind the scenes, like, raw of, like, where they were when they heard this. Like, unless, like, he's just been hunkered down in the studio and he knew something was coming, he could have been in the car. He could have been, like, he could have been anywhere and, like, sitting there. And they're like, hold on. Can you pause that? They, like, plug in the aux cords. Like,
he's about to get anesthesia for another plastic surgery.
That's alleged, Coley, and I wish you'd stop spreading lies. But
we're not. One thing, like, if he got plastic surgery, I truly don't care about that. But it's the type of plastic surgery. If he got like ab implants, get this guy out of here.
Can you get those?
Oh yeah, you don't remember that guy? He showed up on what's that? CBS Big Brother. We blogged it. It was like crazy viral. This guy just showed up. He had ab implants, and he was still like super fat. It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
I'm listening.
So wait, so say he did this. Where do you get those done, and like how much?
Yeah, just listen.
Like,
how much vacation time would I need to use?
Yeah,
hypothetically?
Yeah. So is it like an invasive thing? I don't know. I
low key the funniest part of this, now looking back on like Duppy Freestyle stuff, is the beginning of the Duppy Freestyle where he's like, he gets the big sigh and he's like, the nerve, the audacity, and it's like, you don't even fucking know.
Honestly, I was like, I can't believe everyone was like going nuts on Twitter, like, oh, he sighed.
It sounded cool at the time.
I didn't think it, like, I'm a big Drake fan. I didn't think it sounded that cool. I was like the way that he was.
It was
like
a dad having to like get off the couch to go like
no,
yell
dude,
at his
to
kid.
To me, it sounded like if this was 2012, it would have been like people making fun of Drake like for being sensitive. He's like, I'm shocked. The audacity. I was like, all right, dude, you sound like my sister or something, like mad that I, like took something from her room. She's like, it's like, dude, what? Like, what do you mean you're shocked? Like that? Oh,
you can't
someone...
express emotions. YP, what is this? Young problematic.
It just was so like I couldn't believe people let him run with that so far in the first place. That's why I push it.
People like Drake.
I know, but the way that Pusha was laughing at him at the end was so
yeah, that
vicious.
Was way worse. Yeah, much worse.
It was maniacal. I feel like Pusha recorded that from like a smoking jacket, like sitting down.
That's
like,
the...
This is just the.
Yeah, it's like...
I've got four diss songs recorded for you, boy.
It's like a Christmas special when they start off with a guy who's not in the show and he just breaks out a really old book like that he's about to read from and then you go into the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the way that he obviously rap beefs like this are a lot like boxing in the sense that it's a lot of posturing all stuff and like
it might
the
be
way
like
that...
MMA. He's getting choked out and reaching for the cage for some help.
All right, that's not necessary, but he's not tapped out yet, so I just want to point that out. But I mean, the way that
you should,
the way that, really should. The way that Pusha T was like so unflappable, like talking, laughing at the end, it made it seem like, I mean, and this is he could be bluffing, hopefully, but like if he
Tyler,
does,
Tyler, you should have seen the look in YP's yeah. face right then. He's like, oh my god, please,
but
please,
but
god.
If he really does that, if he has the that's surgery like, stuff, I mean, who knows how deep it goes? If it's like bad, if it's embarrassing surgery. I mean, what else could you say other than that? The way he was
if
like
got like
snip,
reverse
snip.
Like Sammy Sosa like melanin injections, that'd be bad.
Yeah, especially because I'm not sure if you heard, but he actually took some blackface pictures that
he
were.
I've heard and seen, sadly.
I mean, where does this leave Drake though? In the sense of like the black community, like, do you think he's like done? Like, is he toast?
No. Well, Tyler, I don't think so.
I don't think he's toast. I think it's gonna give the people that didn't like him more ammo. And I think the people that still like already rocked with them, I don't think it's going to change that much.
I'm shocked you can just be that big of a public figure and that to just be hidden all these years. You would have thought one person would have seen it.
You would have thought somebody found it by accident.
Right.
You
know,
you
right.
would have thought Drake's people have been like, yo, can you take that? Like, I'll give you whatever money you want. But how about you take that off the website, David Leyes? Or
dude, it was on the website like yesterday.
I know.
Like when I look, it was like on the website, like yeah. not hidden. It wasn't like some sort of thing. It was like on this guy's like, oh, here's some past work that I've done.
Yeah, you can tell this guy gets
this
no
is my
jobs.
Portfolio.
This guy stinks at his job.
This guy has to stink because if he didn't stink, Aubrey Graham and blackface would have been found
yeah,
well, any time in the yeah. last 10 years.
He's really disgusted.
Yeah, he's like the Raptors taking losses after the Celtics Cavs series ends. It's just like, we didn't even play. Why are we getting yelled at now?
It's crazy.
It's like, damn. It was that easy.
A lot of people did take before we end this talk. A lot of people did take offense to the 40 shots, and I just want to say I have zero problem with it.
Why?
It's fucking beef. I mean, what do you mean? People have literally died over this. Like this is like he's gonna die, but not because
as
of
MS,
what he
yeah.
said. He's gonna die just because God All right. doesn't like him.
Don't
that
stop
much.
Saying that so much. It's getting a little dark.
No, I'm with Coy on that. I have no qualms about. Making fun of someone for that in a rap beef.
Okay, I will say this as the unbiased from if I wasn't me and I didn't like Drake, I would love the way that Pusha he's pushing his buttons, no pun intended, in the strongest way. Like you're goading someone out and like he already said his mom is all stuff and then he's like, oh hey, you know the guy's basically kind of crafted your career.
Yeah, your best pal.
He's gonna die. Tick tick tick. Like yeah, that was the
soon.
Meanest dude. If that doesn't make Drake
I really like that tick tick part, well,
bro, that part is so mean. Like, did you see the people doing the clock gifts at 40?
Yeah, that was yeah. That. What those the people who aren't like, involved. Is, yeah. yeah, the people who like the, right. when Pusha says it, that's fine. But if you're just trolling when he's like, "Hey, tomorrow's World MS Day," which was a tough day for that. Like Pusha knew that for sure.
Of course he did.
Right. But for regular people, like I'm sure if he posts something on it, and he hadn't tweeted in like a year, and he just comes back to say that, and people are like, you're going to die. Like that was a little tough. But what Pusha did, I have no problem
but
with.
But you don't think that Pusha's liable? It's like the weaponizing. Like if Dave like says something again, like he, like people know what a response is going to be. If you say like tick, 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 like if Dave kept saying a certain thing against like a guy, like in a specific fucked up thing. And then people responded the same thing he said. It's not like that's like – he's not liable, but it's like it's not like, oh, I wonder why people are tweeting clocks at 40. It's obviously because of Pusha T.
Yeah, like you said, I think Pusha T has just, I do respect that. Like, he's just doubled down. He's like, I don't care. Like, if we're going scorched earth, like, I had a problem with the, like that in the album cover individually.
Right.
But, like, as a whole, yeah. He mentioned his fiance's name. The gloves are off.
Right.
Like, as within any beef, you know, it's no rules. Like, that's for, like, professional fights. But, yeah, you mentioned the fiance's name. It's whatever.
That's where I wonder if Drake just didn't say anything about the fiance, what Pusha would have done. Because I don't know if he would have went to this level yet.
Very great also, question.
It wasn't a good enough line about the fiance to, like, keep in.
Right, he just said her name.
No, but supposedly yeah. Pusha T, like, proposed to her but didn't actually have a ring. That's why he's like, put the ring on you. Like, I mean, it's not that clever, but it's not like, I guess, like, that's there was some embarrassing
it wasn't
thing.
Worth the punch to me.
I mean,
she also, if you went to her Instagram, which people did the second the song came out, she was wearing a ring, like yeah. in a picture. So it's like kind of loses. Like if you don't dig for that story, like it's like no, she has a ring.
I don't even know if that's true. That's just what I read. It was like, oh hey, but Pusha T forgot the ring when he went. So that's embarrassing.
Drakefans.com. Like, yeah, that's what they were saying.
Kanye to the KTT. Do you go on there?
No, I never have. That's a different kind of rap fan.
I don't even know what that is, man.
That's where the Drake Hive lives.
That's where big business has made his bones on the internet, Tyler.
Ah.
But yeah, that the 40 stuff, like, again, it's...
That's a great question, though, Coley. Would it have... What would have happened if he didn't
Well, because then
say
people
that.
Would have been like, all right, Pusha, like, let's calm down a little. But again, Drake responding, I still think, was a bad look. I don't care if he's in fucking album mode. Him responding at all, like, you went up to a tiger cage and just, like, opened it. Like he did.
I think he
yeah,
went up
to... Yeah, you're opening the door for whatever comes through it.
Right, and I think it was one of those things, like, there's probably nothing behind here. This will be great for my album. I take this picture with the tiger cage. Look at this. And then it was like, oh, fuck, dude, there's, like, six tigers in here.
Yeah. And what Tyler said is the most important thing. It's Drake is punching down, and if you're gonna punch down, then you have to absolutely have the hammer and be able to finish it, and Drake just does not have that right now.
No,
I don't know, like, obviously this is where, like, the magic comes in, where it's like, hopefully he pulls something out of his ass, but I don't know what you could say about Pusha T. He's been very clear about what he's done.
Yeah,
what, why, and
he
all
said today I have no skeletons, which is very bold.
I mean,
talk.
That
but
sounds
very
like a guy that has skeletons.
Well, I don't know, because he's admitted to so many things, so I don't know what skeletons he, like, he seems like a pretty open book. Obviously, I haven't talked to him in a while. Like, he doesn't respond to my texts as he once did, but I don't know.
He's a busy man.
He is. Right now, specifically.
Investigative journalism, so he's had some on his plate.
Dude, the tweet you retweeted about, like, he hired Nardwar to help him write I mean, that's one of the funniest things. Like,
it did feel like a Nardwar exclusive. Like, in second grade, you took this apple off your teacher's desk. And
yo, but shout out to Nardwar for holding it down, because he definitely had that blackface picture, like, in 2008.
Oh,
he's
he
had
probably took it.
Yeah, Nardwar has had all this information and sat on it. I gotta give him respect for at least not being a snitch, you know?
Yeah, like, we're all lucky that Nardwar is just a nice, kind-hearted person.
True.
Or yes. Yeah, he could just...
Oh, God.
Like, if he was just a bad person, are you kidding me?
Nardwar is...
He's tapped into the NSA, for sure.
The way he gets information is, like, even fans who get interviewed, like, fans who become musicians who are like, ah, finally, my first Nardwar, they're like, dude, how the fuck do you know that? Like, why
right.
don't
it's
you
a,
think
they,
he knows that?
They go into it like, okay, you're going to ask me some shit, I'm going to be prepared.
Right.
And then they ask, it's like, yo, what do you mean?
Dude, I want to...
I never paid the library fine in third grade.
Yeah, like, I want to get famous and be a rapper and do a Nardwar interview just to, like, remember shit that's lost from my life.
Yeah.
Like, there's probably so many things that I've, like, forgotten about that are like... That was a great memory. You know, he's like a time travel guy. You know what I mean?
He might be. I wouldn't rule that out.
Does anyone know?
He works this isn't the full answer, but I know he's like worked at a record store like his whole life. So he just like knows everything that like comes through those doors and he just does deep dives. But again, that doesn't give Like, I know people who have worked in record stores, and they have crazy, like, they know crazy facts about people, but Trent's nodding his head like he...
Yeah, bro, Cedar Rapids vinyl.
I like to be a supportive host on the podcast.
I didn't know if you knew.
I
was like, all right, that's
yeah, I thought you were going to chime in like, yeah, my cousin.
The nods were probably too big. Yeah. The nods were... the nods were indicating, I got a fucking record store story for you guys.
Like, bro, Noriega came through, and you'll never believe what he told me.
But there are, like, shout out Dart Adams on Twitter. He's just worked in record stores and in, like, video stores back in the day. And he just is a wealth of knowledge, like, off the top of his head. So I know he has that part of it, it doesn't tell the whole story as to why he's as fucking good as he is at his job, which he's created.
I don't know.
That's where Drake has to go now.
Drake's better be on the horn with Nardwuar right now. With this Canadian, be like, look, we're both Canadian. We got to stick together. This is like a war.
Like, I need to.
Drake's like, you ever done blackface?
Bro, can you imagine some of those guys like Chubbs and like all those like Baca, all those like the Drake's hardest friends when they saw that picture last night and they were like, hold on a second.
I saw a lot of people being like, Drake needs to call Jay Prince. He needs to call Baca. Like, that feels like a loss in of itself. Like, you handle your own shit.
Right, yeah. You got yourself into this.
Right.
You chose to respond. Now you want me to
get
your
man.
Hide out of this?
That's what I was saying about, like, the 24/7 thing. Like, it has to be fascinating behind the scenes of, like, I want to know how worried, like, were they sitting there, like, we're fucked? Or are they like, all right, like, we'll respond? Like, I would like to know, like, what the
panic
level is.
Well, what can you do?
No, but you know.
Like, God damn.
Cool, you know how it is, like, when Deadspin writes, like, a hit piece on Barstool. Like, it's funny. Like, we sit around, we're like,
yeah,
all right,
we
this
laugh
is this.
About it, yeah.
Right, but it's like, I wonder what that panic level is. Like, is it code red? Probably. Was
I'm
Drake
just
like,
how
oh,
they find out about it.
Right, that's what I want to know. Did someone text him? Like, what? God. This is so lame that,
Drake,
like, we'll never get
down?
These answers.
Yeah, Drake, I hope you're in a good place right now, because.
We should talk.
Yeah,
It's too much to text.
It's got to be like Magic Johnson's agent when he like had to call Arsenio to tell him he got the bug.
Oh
boy.
Yeah, it's got to be like on that level.
Has to be.
Oh, he's expecting some good. Hey man, what's going on with you?
Yeah man, no, I can't believe Cavs Warriors again. I mean, what's gonna happen? Yeah. So, anyways, Drake,
you was out with that girl last night, man. I know you was. You dirty dog.
So yeah, man. Listen. Oh, dude, you gotta hear this album. When are you coming by to hear that? Well, Drake, 1 second.
That's also what I wonder, because he is in album mode, which is gonna keep getting funnier the more. Like, he said that he gave that to the world to just use against him now. But he's in album mode, and like, so he's not done, so he has to like go into the booth to record like some like radio hit, and in the back of his mind he's like, I need a one dance,
and like fucking pushes, just fucking beating his head in.
Drake, like, in there, he's like, there's like
in the
tears
booth, like
on
Miley
the
Cyrus,
like, yeah. It's like, yeah,
he's got Yodel Kid in there, like, what are we doing here?
I'm from Toronto.
Mason Ram's like, I still think you're a nice guy, Drake.
Yeah.
I would love.
He's cheering him up. He's like, they're there, sport.
Nothing would be better in this entire world than if there's like 15 songs on this album and there's just like six verses like that were just the, you know, scattered through that were the last ones he had to record that are just like really sad and low energy. He's
yeah,
like,
clearly in a different mental space.
Got this deal with Adidas.
you guys
came up.
It's like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, he's like,
no one's dying.
I love all my kids.
You mentioned people were saying, like, call Jay Prince, call Baca, but, and you and I talked about a little bit earlier why people were like, it is all on Drake, though. Like, he's got to step in somewhere and try and, like, salvage this. And I can't even understand and or comprehend the amount of pressure. Like, the whole world's like, all right, you one guy, fucking figure this out and hopefully you survive.
There's legitimately million. It's almost like it's kind of like Mayweather and McGregor. It's like the same thing where it's like there's two people that actually kind of matter. There's other like parts involved.
Well, I found it's like Mayweather versus like a live tiger. Like, it's not because it's like I don't know.
Mayweather's pretty quick.
It's
dude.
Weird because they're I guess it's more Mayweather versus the live tiger because like McGregor, they're still technically different sports, and these guys are playing the same sport. So it's like LeBron versus fucking like me. Like, that's what it would
when
be like.
I feel like they're doing the same general sport. That like, they're both rappers.
Right.
But they're both two different type of rappers.
For
that's
sure.
Where, like, they're both really good in their own lane. And
but Drake.
Then, Pusher just also happened to have, like, an AK-47 in the ring with him.
Drake pretends, like, he's one. Because, like, I know he's a huge Roan fan. Like, he loves, like, this battle rap shit. Didn't he challenge someone to, like, $1 million battle? Wasn't it, like, Sue Surf or something?
I know he did the King of the Dot thing, and he, like, was going there every year. I don't know if he actually challenged a battle in it.
I thought he challenged, like, Sue Surf. Like, you put up your 500,000, which Sue Surf definitely doesn't have.
Right.
No offense, Sue Surf. And
you're going to catch a battle. Sam Adams and then Sue Surf being Coley's. I mean, this is the most we've talked rap beef with Coley since probably Sam Adams. You think Sam Adams is a better rapper? I disagree.
Yep. Apparently, he also did because he never responded.
Is that a W for you?
Listen, no, because he did this. Calls. He did the exact same thing Drake should have done. He just was like, I don't know who the fuck this person is. Why would I respond to them?
He did.
Who is he beefing with?
Me.
Tyler, you know about this?
No, there was this fucking white rapper who Dave. Well, I had to do a homework assignment.
When was this? Yeah, I know about this.
I was.
Tyler, this is how I knew about Coley before Barcelona. Anything. He's
third,
a legend.
It was my third year at UMass. We had to. I was in like a multimedia class, and we had to create an original YouTube video where we got as many views and comments as humanly possible. And so I was a Barstool fan.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I was a Barstool fan. I knew Dave was coming to UMass in like a month maybe, and he was going on – like Dave thought he was a music promoter back in the day. So he brought – like there was this white rapper from Massachusetts named Sam Adams who was headlining the tour. And so I just did like a minute diss at Sam Adams, and I just posted it to my Facebook page. The next day I wake up to like hundreds of texts, and I was like, oh no. Because Dave had found it, someone sent it to him, and he posted it. And Dave just tore me apart, which, sure. Fair. And so then I made another video where I was just smoking a blunt and talking shit. It was like 5.5 minutes,
I think. And the blunt went out about
like
what?
Because I kept talking it out. Yeah, I kept talking the blunt out. Because I was just talking. But I grew up watching Joel Santana and Cameron videos where they smoke blunts in 1,000% of their videos. So I was like, well, that's what I need to do. But I was talking too much. Pretty much. I was talking too much in between each pull, so it just kept going out. So I had to keep relighting it and talking. But
like,
it was...
One of the quirks of the video is Coley lighting the lighter and, like, lighting it maybe 15 times.
Correct. It was a lot of times.
And he just kept saying, like, Davey Dave.
Yeah,
poet,
I was pretty much just going to Dave and the comment section.
It was awesome, though.
Yeah, no, it was that video is an all-timer. The first one I never thought was going to go anywhere. Either way, it got 250,000 hits. And thousands of comments. So I got an A, and the second highest total was like 800 views. Someone like recorded like the marathon was like the same time, like the Boston Marathon. So someone made like a super clip of that. And so it was a once a week class too. So I think it only met on Tuesdays. So I posted it on that Tuesday. I went in, the class was at 6 p.m. I made it and posted it at 5:55. So I got into the class late. My teacher wasn't there for some reason, so only, all the students just showed their videos. I remember I showed mine, and there was just, the whole class was like, sick, dude. Everyone was like, "That? What did we just even watch?" So that was the end of that. And then the next Tuesday, I walked in. So, Wednesday, it was on Barstool. Thursday, my response was on Barstool. So Dave hated me the first one. The second video, he was like, kind of like the cut of this kid's jib. Like, this kid's just talking shit. Like, he's won me over, which is why I work here, because of that fucking second video. And so that was Thursday. Friday, it had died down on Barstool. But, I mean, UMass, was legitimately buzzing about it. Like, I couldn't go anywhere without people being like, that was funny.
Sam Adams caught you out and beat you up.
Yeah, okay.
This is low-key, how mixtape came. This is, the first step in the mixtape, evolution.
That's not incorrect. But, crazy. So then Tuesday, when I go back to that class, I'm just sitting there, and everyone's just looking at me. It was, a 25-person class. Everyone's just looking at me like, you piece of shit. how we know you put zero effort into this, and you blew everyone out of the fucking... everyone was really mad. So the teacher walks in, 2 minutes after, there's no bells in college, but 2 minutes after, it's supposed to start, he walks in, he takes off his satchel, he puts it down, and he's just not looking at anyone. He's like, all right, so we knew we were going to review last week's project today. Some of you guys had various levels of success than others with the project, and we're just going to start with someone random here. Coley, how did your video do? And I was like, I won. I feel
the guy from Chocolate Rain walks in and he's like, oh, not so fast.
Tezande.
Yeah, Tezande walks in. He's been in the back of the class the whole time.
Yeah.
And or the what in the butt guy.
So
great video.
Yeah. So it was 45 minutes of people just asking me questions and my teacher being like, well, he was the only one who knew a niche that a website might have picked up and ran with. And I was like, sure did. And, yeah, I got an A, and I didn't do any work on that class the rest of the semester because fucking I clearly understood all of social media and didn't need any more tutelage in that field. But, yeah, everyone – I remember one kid made, like, famous mustaches of the NHL video where it was literally just pictures and, like, there wasn't, like, a soundtrack to it or anything.
Sounds fire. Sounds interesting.
Well, I was going to say, and you won?
Well, when it finished, I remember distinctly on that, like, first Tuesday someone being like, oh, I bet this ends up on Barstool. And I just kind of like laughed to myself. I was like, no, fucking what video stinks. Like, there's no way that's going to be on Barstool.
Yeah.
And so when mine actually made Barstool and was like it was only like really Boston then too. Like, there was no super page to run all these other cities. So it was like the main story for Boston for like the whole rest of the week. And it was, that was that.
And I went to school in Wisconsin, and like me and my friends were buzzing about this video. Like we this one kid in our school was known as Davey Dave the entire time to this day, off of you calling Davey Dave Polinoy. Yeah.
Well, my friend, like I wore a Detroit Tigers hat in the first video because I was a man of many hats.
Yeah, that was one of his things.
And so people were chirping me about it. They were chirping me. They were like, like, what? If you're from Boston, why would you be wearing a Tigers hat? And I was like, if you fuckers knew anything about Boston, the Detroit Tigers hat is clearly the second most worn hat because of Dorchester. They've just taken that D. And so for the second video, I had to wear the Red Sox hat. And I was like, listen, I've got damn near 30 hats. Like, I don't...
That's like
what I could have been wearing any hat at a given moment.
What a flex!
Anyone who's seen the video,
I could have been a Royals fan.
Tyler,
even been a Rays fan.
Tyler, he must have said it like it was the most condescending. He's like, I got damn near 30 hats.
So many hats, dude. Like, what kind of?
He was like, everyone chirping me about my hats. I got so many hats. Damn near every team.
I'm really enjoying YP's Coley impression.
Oh yeah, he's the only one who's even close. Trent's is very insulting, but
you want to see Shaq?
Yeah, I sound like goddamn Squidward.
You want to see Shaq? He's at matcha. Shaq, he's at matcha.
Yeah, I have a very lifeless
you sound
voice.
Like if half of JFK's mouth was numb, that's what like Coley impression.
Chino. Yeah, my dog Chino. He's a real dick. What do you call him? He's a real asshole.
I call him a lot of things. He's a dickhead. He's an asshole.
He's a real dickhead.
But yeah, that was.
So yeah, Drake, if you want any tips on how to beef, hit up Coley.
Coley has been in beef, my man. Sam Adams, I would have loved to see that beef if he responded. I would have loved to see where you took that.
Yeah, I mean, he came up to me. He was like, you're the big homie from Barstool. I was like, that's me. And then we talked, and by talked, I mean he just talked about going on tour and getting bottles thrown at him, which I thought was very, like, why are you telling me this?
You were like, I'm going to use this in a
but
diss.
But we had mutual friends at UMass, so it was all calm when he was there. Like, I didn't want to fight the kid. I just wanted to do my goddamn homework.
You think Sam Adams is a better
nerd?
I disagree.
Well, I did challenge him to a battle, like, in my backyard, because that's where they were coming for the pre-party.
Hobot.
And, it didn't happen. I was... Like, if I had lost, I wouldn't have cared.
Yes, Pusha T.
That's Pusha T. Drake.
Chiming in from the control room. Coley, that was right when I had gotten the internship. I'd been there for like a month at Barstool. Coley messaged me, said, I want to battle Sam Adams. I was like, Dave is going to think this is the craziest thing ever. Dave was like, yeah, that's a great idea. And Sam Adams didn't want to do it. Ultimately, Oprez was all on board.
Yeah, Dave came up to me. Dave came up to me and asked me. Yeah, Dave came up to me and asked me. He was like, are you ready to go? And I said, yeah. And I watched him walk to the other side of the backyard. Ask Sam, and Sam, I just saw him go, no, which I don't blame him. That was the right move. That was the right move.
Yeah, if I was Sam Adams, I would have done exactly what he did. I mean, what do you have to
do? Literally in my backyard. It was the worst place for it to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Drake should have done. Been like, hey, man, love those lines on Infrared. Disagree with them.
I have a really hard time on tour. Maybe you should say less lines about me. People throw bottles at me.
Yeah. But yeah, that was my history with beef.
And Coley
got an A.
The video is deleted from the internet.
Yeah, Dave made me delete them, despite what Dave claims today.
It is one of the biggest tragedies. Like, dude, I'm telling you honestly, it's one of my favorite videos, and I only have it in my memory. If we could go back and watch Coley from what 2010?
Yeah.
In 8 years ago, McMahon doing a Joel Santana blunt shit talking video. I mean, that's priceless shit. I would have loved to see
Pusher's
it.
Got it. Well, ask Pusher. He's got it.
Pusher and Nardwire were actually parsing through it to see how they were going to attack Drake.
They had a bidding war over it, and they decided to both chip in $25,000 and split it.
But yeah, that was a crazy. The funniest part of the whole story for me is the fact that the next closest view total was 800, and I got 250,000.
That's hard to get on any video.
That's what I'm saying. Like most Barstool videos today, when we post them to YouTube, granted we post them other places first, but when they get posted to YouTube, they get like 17,000.
Yeah.
I got when Barstool was so much smaller, I got a casual 250,000.
It was smaller,
over a weekend.
It was smaller, but it was also much more concentrated. Like if you got a video on Barstool back then, it was going to be a big deal no matter what.
Correct.
Now we post 100 things a day.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. And again, it was only Boston, and since it was UMass, there were a lot of factors that helped me throughout all that. But yes, that mustache video, I'm sure that one's still out there. You can go find that.
We should find it. We should. I'd like to see the best mustache of the NHL 2010.
Prior He's got 600,000 views. He's like, yeah. Hey, I should really get the A here.
Yeah, he played the long gun.
Yeah.
But we're getting kicked off because we don't plan things well here. I'm going to go yell at Pete.
Right now?
Yeah.
The fuck? I just want to say before I go, I really want to appreciate the time chopping it up with the McMahon and Trill Withers because...
Fuck you, Trent.
No, me and Trent talk all the time, but it's fun. Like, last night I was buzzing, and I told my girlfriend, like, yo, you're not going to believe this. She's like, oh, really? And then, like, I don't have that many people to talk to about, so I love talking. Like, that's why I just go on those forums, because the only people talking about
it. I will say, so I love hip-hop beef. Like, it's one of my favorite things in the world, and I didn't realize how much I'd miss it until last night. But I've gone through that similar thing where a big hip-hop beef, rap beef will happen, and you try to tell people who are not nearly as interested in it, and it's kind of a deflating feeling when they don't push it back to you. So having a conversation like this is really, you know, something that I needed.
It's awesome. Like, all my friends like fishing or hockey, and then you're like, dude, did you see, like, bro, you think this kid is real? And they're like, what, man? Like, I'm actually busy right now, so... That's why I was tweeting
guy?
So much. The guy from Mr. Me Too. I will say, and I know we're getting kicked off, but the thing about the Rosenberg and Ebro, was it Hot 97?
Yes.
When they did that whole, like, 20-minute thing yesterday, like, what?
Oh,
Trent's doing a lot of off-camera movements that are throwing me off. They detailed the whole thing stemming back from, like, Pharrell supposedly not getting paid in 2001. Which made by Baby for what happened to that boy, and then like I guess the entire lineage of the beef. It's like
that's where it starts.
Yeah, it's interesting to go back.
Pharrell's guy,
right? So like, I guess if you look back, Pharrell has never worked with a Cash Money artist since then.
That sounds right.
Like, which is crazy to think about how big like him and, you know, Weezy and
I'm shocked him and Wayne never did anything.
But
Pharrell,
like,
I mean, Pharrell's lived
the bait thing. Yeah.
Yeah, Pharrell's lived as long as time has existed, so it doesn't surprise me he keeps a grudge.
Right, but it's like, so then you start to add that up, and it's like, okay, then the Lil Wayne Baby stuff. So this was kind of like, it's funny how like it plays out on a social media thing in 2018 with a bunch of people who barely know Drake from before Meek Mill, and then it's like an 18-year beef that's been going on, and it's like much deeper seated. That part is very interesting and a good listen.
It's also funny, people are like, oh, you got to respond in 24 hours. You used to have to wait. Months
for the album,
sometimes a year for a response.
I felt
basically boxing.
Yeah,
I felt that way last night when I tweeted I needed a Drake response before I went to sleep. And as soon as I sent it, I was like, "What are you talking about?"
Like, I don't want it mixed or mastered. Just, you know what? Take your phone out. I don't even need a beat.
Yeah, let's get on Instagram Live, Champagne Bobby, and just rip something.
Unfortunately for guys in this era now, and Drake, I mean, he's a product of this era, but that's how it is.
That's how he beat Meek, so he didn't really complain. It's like people being like, oh, man, Chris Paul got hurt, and it's like, no one gives a fuck, dude. Like, everyone else is hurt, too.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy, too, because, like, what Tyler said about not responding, that's a little aggressive, but I almost feel like, in my opinion, I'm not discrediting. I'm saying I almost feel like at this point he's been dragged so bad that the amount of time doesn't matter as much. He's already been dead. Like, how much more dead could he get? Like, you know what I mean? If he waits 4 days.
No, I agree.
Yeah, that's why I think.
If he responds at all, it has to be, like, he can't miss.
No, right. He sure can.
So, yeah, however long he's going to take for it to be this can't miss is, he's got to master that.
Well, you thought I was upset before. Ooh, buddy, let me tell you.
Well, and Tyler, you were tweeting, like, man, is Pusha T ever going to respond? And then, because it had been a few days, obviously. Yeah. And then he did, and it's like, oh, never mind. That's fine.
Dude, yeah. People yesterday in that same Hot 97 thing, they were talking about, is this a win for Drake? Like, they were like, I mean, I don't know. Pusha doesn't respond. It's like, Drake's going to get it. And it's like, it's immediately irrelevant.
If Pusha had never responded, I would have said, yeah. But then he responded.
But that's not what he said.
My point is, like, we live in this, like, exact moment. And it's like, in 3 days, Drake could have already responded. And it would have been like, wow, remember when we thought Drake was dead? Like, it's like, you never really see it coming, or else it wouldn't be that surprising. Like, this, no one saw this coming to this extent.
I do think it's like, round-based. So I would still probably give the first round to Drake, since Pusha had, again, a decade of shots, and then Drake dropped one song. So I'd probably still give that one to Drake. Round two.
It's going to be tough.
Not looking good.
But he won round one, but it was like 10-9.
Yeah.
Pusher won round two, 10-4.
Yeah.
Well, I think
see what negative round three looks like.
I think we're in like the middle of round two, because Drake hasn't responded.
Yeah, but.
Oh, fair.
You know what I mean? But it's not looking good.
Unless I'm upset, was just terrible, terrible diss.
It is true, though. It's like a baseball inning where it's like, if they put up 6 runs in the top, it's like, no way they can respond. And then it's like they put up like 7. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, of course they were going to come back. It is like very short-sighted in these things. In Twitter, the same people burying Pusha T Saturday or whenever that was, Friday, are the same people that are like, oh, my God, Drake's dead. Like,
correct.
YP is looking at me when he says that, because he called me a weather pane earlier, which is true. I'm not as invested as, like, I look at this as the NBA Finals right now. I don't have a real backing for either team. So I'm just looking for, like, carnage and awesome competition.
See, that's interesting, because you tweeted Team Push.
Yeah, because I do think it's lame if you're like, oh, I love this hip-hop beef, and then you don't like, it's like putting money down, your gamble on a team. You're not exactly rooting for him.
You said, I'm Team Push. That sounds like a guy who's rooting for Pusha T.
I do think it's strange to be excited.
That's what you gravitate toward.
Yeah, I think it's strange to have a hip-hop beef and then not, like,
take sides.
Not take a side. And
I think you took that side after he was already, like, dead. It was like, oh, I'm Team Pusha T.
I am a front-runner a little bit in that aspect. Right. But I'm also from...
Let me guess, you like... Oh, never mind. I forgot Withers is Warriors. I don't want to make fun of people.
Fan too.
Yeah, he's a Cavs Warriors fan. I was going to say that about
Drake
Trent,
and a Pusher fan, so think about my feelings.
I mean, weather pain. Your boy Drake is a weather pain.
Dude, I wish... I didn't say that. That's a funny term. I said you're whichever way the wind blows. Weather pain is like a funny... I've never called someone that. I like that.
Oh, nice.
Thank you for attributing...
You, exclusively.
You just like ghost wrote that diss for me.
You're welcome.
Like, I didn't say that, but I would have said that if I knew what it meant.
And I like Pusher, because Pusher's more... like, from the 50 Cent, where you just don't give a fuck about anything.
That
and
part is awesome. Yeah. The 40 shit is mess. I'm with Tyler that, like, it's...
The more we talk about it, the funnier it gets to me. And none of it's, like, really funny, but it's getting funnier.
It's funny in the sense that he's so blatantly disrespectful. Like, you couldn't be any more, like, I don't care. I don't have any respect for you. I can say whatever I want. You know what I mean?
Right.
But on the other side, like, I mean, illness like that in, like, 40, it's like...
Pusha arguably brought more attention to it than Drake ever had.
True. But some people are saying, and this is like, once again, conspiracy Twitter and forums, they're like, dude, Pusha brought, he's like an MS like advocate. He was trying to like bring, you know, respect. It's like, all right, let's
good
settle
guy,
that.
Push.
Yeah.
God damn. Yeah. Long live the internet. That's a great fucking
spin
zone.
I'll try to find it and like send it to you. They were like, dude.
That's a strong take.
They're like, it's World MS Day tomorrow. Pusha was raising awareness, like, and this is the best way
what
to do
pal.
It.
What a pal. What a swell fella.
Someone just pokes a picture with 40. He's like, yeah, every retweet this gets, I'll donate a dime.
Yeah.
We're getting kicked out. We're going to come back. I'm springing this on Tyler now. We're going to come back tomorrow and do a Colangelo-only episode, because he deserves his own full episode. This one a little bit longer than I anticipated. I assume you have time tomorrow?
I can make some to talk about Colangelo.
Okay, good.
This is live scheduling.
Enjoy Chris Middleton, who we're going to play right after this. Rest in peace, Tom Brodude.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Porter.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Bo.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Drake.
Damn.
Oh, boy.
Car cares.
Did we do ads with Middleton?
Oh, God damn it.
I'm just saying.
I hear people in the booth laughing at that. We'll come back after whatever the fuck Brett Make needs us to do and do ads today. God damn it.
Okay.
That.
Fuck.
We'll see you guys later.
See you.
She get freaky when the lights down, the shit crack, no way niggas can pipe down. With her head first, got her straight out of the nightgown. Nothing like the light skin, mama sisters in H-Town. They got them porn star big booties, let me film it, then shoot it. 3D money, no illusion, pinning if I'm feeling bougie. Might hit your lines, bitch. Had to cut the phone off, big, got the vibrating on me like a beep. Boy, I'm in Colorado, smoking California reef. Hey, the bitch so bad, call her ticket cause I really wanna meet her. And I ain't kidding the Wayne, but that my mama see her. Hey, mama see her. Mama, mama see her. That my 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 motherfucking girl, I love her, I'ma give her the world. Ayy, fuck her, I wanna fuck up my third. I just might give her my little girl. Hell, no, I won't let go. Bro, damn, oh, she look the best with her fro. Natural, that they don't go. Damn, corn, turn on the stove. Whip it till I have a stroke. I do not fuck with America. I get this straight off the boat. Oh, damn. Yeah, cause she never made me choke. Slow down. I'm speeding and I got a trunk full of wham. Damn. $25,000 on an old school cam. SS me. The bitch won't molest me. Damn, don't sex me. She a lesbian. She want chicken like sesame. And she trying to address me. Test me. Give her hotel keys like gas city. You dig? Had to cut the phone out, big. Got the vibrating on me like a beep. Boy, I'm in Colorado, smoking California reef. Hey, the bitch so bad, call her ticket cause I really wanna meet her. Hey, and I ain't kidding the Wayne, but that my mama see her. Hey, mama see her. Mama see her. That my 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 bad little collar hole that I got on the east skirts of the cave. Wait till I'm out real, huh? Beverly, that should cover real, home of corn like a blaze. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I smoke a lot of weed, keep my music turned up for my night. I know the fuck ain't saying me, but I fuck a nigga bit, then turn on like a tape. Hey, I'm still practicing, so you know I'm getting greater. Hey, still wearing long, so I'm sure I like favorite. He was hating that first night, trying to make the payroll. Hey, got a stupid bitch who do whatever I say so. Hey, money on your head like a Jesus P.
What?
Right now, how did Khalifa be?
Gone.
Bad bitch looking like a Philippine.
Bad.
Ooh, you're killing me. Ooh,
what?
Remember me.
You.
Feeling me.
What?
The cease if you keep calling me. Girl, for I had curtain phone on, big. Got the vibrating on me like a beep.